2. Oak Hills playoff hopes remain alive as they come into Sycamore, looking to clinch their first playoff berth since 1999 as they play their biggest game in 17 years. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the broadcast booth along Zach Waddell and Kyle Howard. And Kyle, big game tonight. Biggest game, arguably, in 17 years. Number 11 in the computer rankings, Oak Hills against number 7, Sycamore. Winner, playoff bound, loser goes home. Most likely, Sycamore does play Mason next week. Oak Hills at Coleraine. Loser of this game would have to win next week. But if you take care of business tonight, next week does not matter.
That's a huge game for both these two teams tonight. Obviously, to get themselves into the rankings in the top 10, keep themselves in the position to do so tonight. And obviously, a tough task for Oak Hills on the road tonight, taking on a very good Sycamore team tonight. Going to be a treat for us tonight.
Of course. We know about the Oak Hills offense, and we'll get to them shortly, but a very balanced, a very explosive Sycamore offense. Of course, this game last year, 78-50, a game that took 4.5 hours, but they bring back that whole offensive skill set. Ravon Bronner, a guy that we're going to talk about all night, leads the conference in rushing with 1,322 yards, but it's Jake Borman, third in the conference at 1,354, really keeps his offense balanced and keeps defense on their heels.
They brought it up just a few minutes ago here last week, setting an all-time passing record here at the school just a week ago did Borman. So it's obviously a good side offensively in the passing game, but you got to talk about Bonner, of course, and his 23 touchdowns on the ground this year. It's going to be a tough day for the defense tonight. They're going to have to come up and ready to play tonight.
Well, Nick Golfus up to second in the conference, 4.5 sacks. But we talk about that D-line, Tyler Parrish on the outside, but Matt James, Trujillo, all Golfus and company, they have to get the job done up front for this for Oak Hills to have a chance tonight.
And we talked about that before the Lakota West game a couple weeks ago. Winning the battle up front was going to be the key to that one. They didn't win that night. Tonight they're hoping to revenge that one, get a win here against Sycamore, win the battle up front. And that's how you get it done against this tough offense tonight.
Right, we'll step aside real quick for the national anthem. And welcome back. And now we're going to talk about the triplets on the Oak Hill side. As everybody knows, Jake Wyke, by far the conference's leading passer, 2,268 yards. He's thrown 18 touchdowns, just 7 picks, threw 3 more touchdowns a week ago. But Kyle Montag's really balancing out this offense. Third in conference in rushing with 843 yards. And then the 1-2 combo, the top two wide receivers in the conference. Cam Neighbor at 991, second place Jason Smith, 566. This offense can score as well.
Yeah, it's definitely a big duo or a big trio to have for this team. You know, obviously you got the rushing attack and Kyle Montag having a great year in his senior year, hoping to carry this team on the ground. But a pair of top receivers in the conference to have a couple options to dump the ball off. Not to mention Montag can handle the ball receiving as well this year, so he's had that option too. But to be able to throw to Neighbor and throw to Smith consistently and expect him to catch the ball, make plays through the air. And then you have Montag to bounce down on the ground. It's been a treat so far this year for the offense.
All right, we're going to step aside. And when we come back, I'm going to sit down with head coach Kyle Prosser. And not only is his first big game as head coach, but the biggest game in Oak Hills in the last 17 years. We're 9.5 minutes away from kickoff as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network. We'll be right back.
off in time. Living in the limelight, the universal dream for those who wish to see.
Years.
I would have to say it's one of the bigger ones for sure. You know, the beauty is tonight we get another opportunity to kind of get over the hump with the big game. So hopefully we come out and start fast. I know the past couple weeks we've kind of started slow, you know, did a great job bouncing back, but we need to make sure we come out hot and heavy and ready to go.
You talk about that slow start, but last week, one of the best fourth quarters you've had. You outscored them 21-7, 21-8, and that fourth quarter and really took control. Now you control your own playoff destiny moving forward.
Absolutely. The fun thing for me was we got down 14-0 early, but the guys didn't quit. The guys weren't doing anything, you know, differently. We were just getting upfield too much defensively and offensively. You know, we had a couple big plays we missed, and I think that was because of the jitters, but we bounced back, got it done, and, you know, the fun thing for us was, you know, we had stints where we would stop Hamilton seven times in a row and then come out and give up an easy, you know, it looked like an easy drive, and then come out and stop them six, seven more times. But good job by defense and offense. We just got to be more consistent and stay the course.
Now tonight, hoping not for a repeat of last year in regards to the other score, 78-50 game. Sycamore pulled ahead last year, but maybe not the same amount of offensive explosion, but you're talking about skill players across the board each way. Everybody knows about Ravon Bronner, leads the league in rushing. But Jake Borman, kind of a guy you don't hear a lot about, but third in the conference in passing, really balances that offense.
Absolutely. Now, Ravon, everyone knows, like you said about him, he's a great player, he's a great young man. But Borman, the offense runs through him. You know, Sycamore is led by him, and the beauty about him is he's very quiet, he's very humble, and he's a great kid. So, you know, we got to keep an eye on, keep him in the box when we get the chance to. We can't let him escape and hurt us on plays where, you know, they are throwing the ball. And we got to make sure we got our eye discipline in check tonight. We got to make sure we make the plays when we have the opportunities.
Yeah, but you have your own dynamic trio, as I like to say. Of course, Wyke leads the conference in passing. Three more touchdown passes last week. Montag's up to third now in rushing. And, of course, Cam Neighbor just running away with the conference lead in receiving yards at 991. You have to like your triple threat, too.
Absolutely, and the nice thing too is we've got Jason Smith as well, who's in there, is kind of you know, quiet talk about, but those guys are doing a great job, and they're lining up, and they're playing football, and they're not making excuses. So when they make the plays, they make them. They thank the O-line, and then when they don't, you know, they come over, pick each other up, and get it done. So hopefully we can get some magic from those four or five tonight. O-line stays, you know, blocking their rear ends off, and we can put some points on the board.
Now, you know, people do read some press clippings. They know the magnitude of this game tonight. How are you able to keep the emotions in check? Because from what I saw in pregame, that's a pretty loose group. They're ready to go tonight, though.
Well, I told them, you know, going into the season, you know, nobody thought they could win one game, more or less four, and I think we left a few on the table, and I told them, and I said, there's no pressure. I said, the pressure comes from you guys thinking there's pressure, and at the end of the day, you need to come out, play loose, have fun. I said, we got two more weeks guaranteed. Get it done. Have fun, fly around, and let's be here for each other. So hopefully we can get that done tonight.
Now, you've played in some big games. Now you're coaching in your first big game. Is there any difference, or are you still ready to go?
I'm ready to go. I was on the bus, and the kids made fun of me earlier. They're like, Coach, we saw you jamming out, getting ready to go. I mean, that feeling of the primetime atmosphere and getting ready to go, especially doing it you know, at your home high school and your alma mater where you're from, is unbelievable. And when the kids see that and they start echoing that, you know, from the staff and from each other, it, you know, what a feeling.
All right, good luck tonight, Coach. Get that W.
I appreciate it.
All right, when we come back, head to the playoff elimination game as Oak Hills takes on Sycamore as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
Yeah.
good evening. Welcome back to the broadcast booth as we're just outside, 1 minute away from kickoff. As Oak Hills, number 11 in the computer rankings, travels to Blue Ash to take on the 7th-rated Sycamore Aviators. And good atmosphere tonight, Kyle. Nothing more you can ask for. Nice football weather. The rains have left. The football gods have smiled upon us, and should be a good one tonight. Two very talented offensive teams.
That it is. I think you hit on it in the weather, too. This is good playoff football weather here in Ohio. It's probably 40 degrees tonight here at Sycamore. So it's playoff atmosphere for sure between these two teams.
Jacob Hasselbeck toes it up from the 40s. They kick right to left. Back deep to receive is Record out across the 15. And he's going to be dropped at the 18-yard line, where I get a first look at Jake Wyke and the offense. Comes in completing 57% of his passes, 18 touchdowns, 7 picks, to go along with 2,268 passing yards. But really, the guy has been getting this offensive going. After 3 more rushing touchdowns a week ago, Kyle Montag up to 843 yards, over 6 yards a pop. As Jake's going to bring his troops out, shotgun formation, far hash moving left to right. They bring in motion with Cam. Instead, they're going to do a draw play to Kyle Montag. Reaches to the 20. And very fortunate for Sycamore, they're able to grab his ankle, or Kyle Montag might have been doing his best 100-meter impersonation. As right back to the line comes Jake, quick snap, handoff, Kyle Montag straight up the gut. Able to slip forward, looked like he wasn't going to pick up anything. All of a sudden, he picks up 6 yards to the 26. Third down, 2 to go, and high tempo, right back to the line, duels to the bottom, single top, still on left hash. Jake in the shotgun, he's going to hand off Kyle Montag, and he's going to lower his shoulder. He has the first down out to the 29-yard line, and we see Kyle Montag early, what we saw in the second half a week ago, another rush and a first down for Oak Hills. Good way to start the football game.
Yeah, Oak Hills trying to establish a run game early to win that battle so far, and 3 runs, 1 first down to start things.
That's not background noise, that's the breeze, as we're high atop Sycamore Stadium, as there's another draw play to Kyle Montag, and he keeps his legs churning out to the 35 and a half, give him 6 yards to the 36. That'll set up a second down and 4 to go. Trips to the bottom, single top. Now they're going to go no back as Montag splits out top into the slot. Shotgun formation for Jake. He's got Montag in the flat. He's got the first down and more out to the 45-yard line. And another Oak Hills first down. And Coach Prosser talked about it at the top, about the tempo offense and how good it worked in the second half against Hamilton. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. Oak Hills wasting no time. Already back to the line of scrimmage. 10:30 to go in the opening quarter. Back-to-back first downs for the Highlanders. Quick hitter to Jason Smith along the near side. Stiff arms. Now he's going to fall forward. Give him 4 yards out to the 49. And that'll set up a second down and 6 to go.
Quick to the line again. They're just really just keeping the foot on the gas pedal here. Continuing to go back to the line here to make more plays.
No substitutions allowed. Duels each side. This time ball's near side right in front of us at the 45. And it hit Kyle Montag right in the hands. He would have been close to a first down. Instead, that stops the clock, and it'll be third down and 7 to go. Ball's on their own 48-yard line, moving left to right.
And more than anything, I think it slows down the momentum they had going for a second. It's just grinding and getting a couple yards each play, and that finally gets stopped here with a dropped ball.
Duels to each side. Montag split left of Jake in the shotgun, and they're going to be 5 yards more back as Wick came out of his... Started leaning forward a little bit up in the far slot. That'll push him back 5 yards. And now it'll be a third down and 12 to go as that breeze is moving right into us. So a cross breeze across the field for each quarterback. Montag split right, duels to each side. Jake's looking to his left, steps up in the pocket, trying to avoid the sack. And he's not going to avoid the sack. He was able to avoid the first pressure, which was from Tate Goodyear, but he's finally wrapped up by Elijah Hollis, the 6'2", 235 senior defensive lineman, and it's going to be punt time for McCarthy in the offense.
Really, a stalled drive there for Oak Hills, starting to move things early on. Once the drop pass got out, that was all pretty much it from there, and kind of lost their momentum as they were able to move the ball effectively early on. And from then on, the Sycamore defense really got to him.
Bonner and Kelly standing back at their own 30. McCarthy from his own 23. A high kick. Bonner's going to let it hit, and it's going to check up right at the 40-yard line using the McElroy wedge. Hits at the 41, stops at the 40. And with 9:17 to go, we're going to get a first look at Jake Borman. And the Sycamore Aviator offense comes in, completing 58% of his passes, 1,354 yards, 8 touchdowns, 5 picks. Quarterback rate of 171, but everyone's going to talk about Bonner. 1,322 yards, 23 rushing touchdowns. He averages 7.2 a pop. As they move right to left, ball near side, 41-yard line, duels top, single bottom. Bonner to the left of Borman. They're going to hand it to him over the right side, and he's going to fall forward for about four, give him 5 yards out to the 46, and I'll set up a second down and 5 to go from there.
Bonner committed to play football at Illinois at the next level next year.
Of course, Lovie Smith just took over as head football coach there. As Borman is going to go option. They took out Bonner. Well, Borman has a whole bunch of running room. He gets into Highlander territory down to the 36-yard line. And Borman does come in with 224 yards rushing this on the season, 3 yards a pop to go along with 2 rushing touchdowns. Now Sycamore wastes no time. Pistol formation, Bonner behind Borman. He takes a snap. Now he's going to go option left, and he's going to keep it himself again as Malone took Bonner, and that left a wide open running lane, 16 yards down to the 20. And just like that, Sycamore's in business.
When you have the speed in the backfield of Bonner, it's easy to be able to, you know, kind of lay back there and find the opening offensively when you're running the ball at the quarterback position.
Ball's now near hash, moving right to left. Duels top, single to the bottom. This time they're going to hand it up to Bonner, and that's a huge hole. 10-5, touchdown Sycamore. Bonner's 24th rushing touchdown of the season, and we saw that last week against Hamilton, and we talked about that. Exactly what they could not let happen is get Bonner a hole like that straight up the gut, and he was able to hop it to the outside. Just too much skill to let a running back like that have that much running room.
That's the guy that's had 6 and 4 touchdowns in a game this year, so in a pair of games this year, and there's one early to start this thing.
Hasselbeck on for the extra point. Good snap, good hold. Plenty of legs. It kicks it into the Blue Ash Knight, our new score, with 8:24 to go after a Bonner 20-yard touchdown run. It's Sycamore 7, Oak Hills nothing, as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
What is Coca-Cola? Is it an excuse to get together? Since 1886, Coca-Cola has been passing on smiles from generation to generation. We've been giving kids scholarships, like the early birds and the all-nighters. And you get to enjoy what matters most. Coca-Cola. Drink up.
High atop the visiting accommodations here at Sycamore Stadium, 8:24 to go in the opening quarter. The Aviators are on top, 7-0. We expected to see a lot of honor. We got a little bit of it, but it was a Jake Borman show, 2 long runs that really set up that drive as they used Bonner really just as a decoy on the option play.
Offense really able to get going on the ground that opening drive. It's the battle that Oak Hill's got to win the rest of the night out. It's going to be a tough matchup, but something they're able to do.
High end over end kick, and it's going to drive Cam Neighbor back into the, actually Tony Tram, back into the end zone. So we get our second look at Jake Wyke in the offense. They'll take over first and 10 on the 20-yard line. Oak Hills comes out with the white jerseys, red numbers, black trim, red pants, white stripes on the side, the white helmet with the black stripe down the pipe, and the Highlander on the side. Of course, Sycamore comes out looking like the Green Bay Packers. Green on green, yellow numbers, yellow helmets with the green block S on the side as they bring in motion. Instead, they're going to hand it off to Kyle Montag. And Kyle is going to get about 3 yards. And you have to wonder why you do want to get Kyle going if this breeze is really keeping them from letting Jake maybe let go a little bit.
You got to wonder if it is having an impact. If the ball would blow with the wind, force an interception that wouldn't normally be an interception, so you got to be careful in that regard tonight.
Shotgun snap, handoff, Kyle Montag, and he's going to get maybe a yard, and it's going to be third down and five to go from there, but you also want to play with some ball control as well. Keep the ball out of Borman and Bonner's hands as well, but it'll be third down, five to go, 7:45 to go.
Now a situation where they may choose to pass here in third and five just to get that first down conversion and then maybe go back to the run after that. We'll see how they handle it.
Empty backfield. Duels to the top. Kyle Montag's in the slot to that direction. Trips to the bottom. Jason Smith to the very bottom. And here comes blitz on the edge, and there's nobody home. Jake's going to have the first down and more out across the 35-yard line, and there's a late hit. And I don't know which one. There were two late hits, one by each side. And it's going to be interesting to see which side they get. I think they just pointed toward Oak Hills. They'll get the first down because it was a dead ball penalty, but it's going to push it back to the 20, so it should just be first and 10 on the 20-yard line.
I believe it was Brandon Wick that had to lay it out of bounds if they do roll it that way.
And you only get two. The second one, you're gone. And Wick's a guy, unfortunately, he got thrown out of the first game against Cove Cath for a late whistle, and he had to miss the first game. And that's a dead ball, so they'll get the first down. But it's going to remain first and 10 back on the 20-yard line.
So a costly turn, a costly penalty here against Oak Hills. You get some momentum back, get the ball, the chains moving here, and you got to back it right up. You do get the fresh set of downs, but you back the ball up.
I'm just happy they counted 15 back to the 20 properly this week. First and 10, ball left hash, moving left to right. First and 10 after the 15-yard mark off. Single top, duels bottom. They bring motion with Cam Neighbor, and they're going to hit him on the quick pitch, and he's going to lose about 2 yards back out to the 18-yard line. I kid because I care.
Hey, you know what? They got to bring their A game out for tonight's game.
A lot of eyes.
Oh, sure.
One of the big games to watch in the area, the number two game in the area, according to Cincinnati.com. Of course, we'll get into their little poll here in a little bit. Trip to the bottom, single up top. As Jake looks to set up the screen, he's got Cam Neighbor out across the 25 to the 27-yard line. And that'll set up a second down and three to go from there. Last week, Hamilton, Oak Hills, both tied for eighth in the Cincinnati Inquirer poll. Oak Hills beats Hamilton by 10. Oak Hills falls outside the top 10. Hamilton stays in the top 10. Duels to each side. Jake steps up in the pocket. He's going to try to run for it. And now he's going to throw it, and it's out of bounds, trying to hit Cam Neighbor, but a little too late. And it's going to be fourth down and three. It's going to be punt time for the Highlander offense.
So far, a bend but don't break mentality for the Sycamore defense. Giving up some yardage, but and I certainly when coming down to it here, able to stop Oak Hills on third down and third and short this time.
But it's going to be a big defensive stand coming up for the Highlander defense. Don't want to fall behind. Yet once again, we saw that a week ago. They fell behind 14-0. They were able to come back. But Sycamore is a whole totally different animal than Hamilton as that punt's fielded along the far side. Nick Malone finally able to wrap up Hollis, but it's going to be excellent starting field position for Borman in the offense as they're going to start first and 10 at midfield, far side, moving right to left. 6:11 to go in the opening quarter, 7-0 in favor of the home Aviators.
Good starting field position here after getting really good field position to start the last drive. Oak Hills defense got to shore up quickly here.
Highlander faithful have traveled very well. Tonight, as they're still filing in here at Sycamore Stadium. Of course, from our vantage point, we can still see the cars parking in behind us. Good view of Ronald Reagan Highway. Ball's far hash. Borman, he's got Bonner split to his left, single out top. Now they bring him in motion to the near side as they run jet sweep with Hawkins, and he's got the first down and a whole bunch more as he steps out of bounds finally. Actually, that was Jonathan Malik, and they're going to say he stepped out of bounds at the 36, give him 14 yards and a first down for Sycamore.
Spreading the ball around now as they use a different back this time. And really, if he'd have stepped out of bounds, he'd have probably been to the 10-yard line at least. Had a lot of green right in front of him.
Ball's near side, pistol formation. Bonner's directly behind Borman. Malik split to the bottom. They're going to hand it off to Bonner. He's inside the 35, down to the 30-yard line. Give him 6 yards on first down. That'll be a second down and four to go right where this offense wants to be, where they can still run their offense 50-50.
Got to think a pass coming at some point. So far, being able to get what they want done offensively on the ground, But yeah, I think it's going to air it out at some point tonight.
Second down, we'll call it four. Ball at the 30-yard line, pistol formation. I'm going to hand it off to Bonner. This time he's going to go out to the right. Tyler Parrish is being held along the far edge. And you can run all you want, Bonner, because this one's coming back. They might have let that go four times a couple weeks ago, but this time Tyler Parrish gets the hold, and that's going to push it back to the 39-yard line and set up a second down and 13.
Big penalty here. Bonner had a lot of green in front of him, got a first down and much more, but as you mentioned, keep running because it's coming right back. Going to be second and long now after what about a first down.
Well, Parrish was able to get in the backfield, but anytime you got it back like a Bonner, you really just let go of your block, and he's just a natural athlete. Let him do what he does. He was running to the far side, plenty of lane, plenty of field, and sometimes you just got to learn to let go. Second down, 13, ball's 39-yard line, right hash. Pistol formation for Borman, Bonner directly behind him. Single Malik is to the bottom, and they're going to play action roll out, and he's got a receiver along the near side, and that's Fall, and he's going to have a first down to the 20-yard line, and that's the first time we see him Borman throw the football, and now we're going to get a timeout, Oak Hills. That timeout comes with 5:44 to go in the opening quarter. It's Sycamore 7, Oak Hills nothing, as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
Aunt Edna makes the best mashed potatoes.
No, they're very good. Look, there are a lot of very good mashed potatoes.
She uses top-flight potatoes and isn't scared of the butter.
Well, I'm not saying I don't like them. I'm just saying I don't know that I'd put them in the elite category of mashed potatoes. But that doesn't mean I don't like them.
Telling it like it is.
What? They're second-string mashed potatoes.
It works better on the air.
You can only have five quarterbacks in the elite club. You got to kick one of those out.
For what? Winning playoff games?
Listen to ESPN Radio anywhere, anytime.
Alongside Kyle Howard and Zach Waddell, I'm Rob Roberts. 5:44 to go in the opening quarter. Sycamore currently on top of Oak Hills, 7-0. And for the first time, we got to see Borman use his right arm off the play action. And that's what an effective run game does. Really opens up that play action. The linebackers bit. Wide open Fall out in the flat.
That's exactly right. They're able to find that route. And they keep continuing to run the ball the way. The pass will be there all night long. So Oak Hills got to win the battle up front tonight.
Now they bring in motion with Malik. They're going to hand it to him on a jet sweep, trying to get the edge. Bonner trying to get blocked. Instead, Nick Malone is going to grab him for a loss of one. Nice play there by 32, the senior, Nick Malone.
Able to commit and stay home there. Able to break into the backfield, get Malik there for a loss of one.
Goldfist also out there on the edge. Second down, 11 to go. Borman's in the shotgun. Bonner to his left. Now he looks to the sideline with duels to the bottom and single out top. Now they're going to go pistol. Bonner directly behind him. They're going to go straight quarterback option. Borman's this time is going to pitch it to Bonner, and he's going to be down to about the 12-yard line, make it to 13. Third down and two to go, and looks like he had nothing. All of a sudden, he just has a second gear, and he's able to turn it up quick. And what looked like no gain turned into a 10-yard gain.
Good leg work there by Bonner, able just to cut up real quick and get an extra 5 or 6 yards, which seemed like it didn't happen originally there.
Pistol formation, duels to the top, handoff, Bonner. He dances his way through the hole. He's got the first down and more. Elijah Harris and Nick Malone grab him, but not before he reaches the 6-yard line. It's goal to go for the Aviators.
Another nice run there by Bonner, finding the hole up the middle and getting a good chunky yardage here. First and goal situation here for Sycamore.
As we're under 4:30 to go, first down, goal to go. Ball just inside left hash, moving right to left. Borman gets the call. Duels top, single bottom. Bonner directly behind Borman in the pistol. Borman takes a snap, hands it off to Bonner. He goes shipping the hole, and Elijah Harris is able to wrap him up. No gain on the play. Now they'll set up a second down and goal to go from there. Tyler Parrish also in with Harris.
Already almost 9 minutes gone in this first quarter.
I say if you're the visitors and they put you on the rooftops, they should at least get some hot chocolate.
I think that's fair.
Second down, goal to go. Can't feel the fingertips. 3:30 to go in counting. 10 to go on the play clock as Borman finally gets his troops lined up. They might have to burn a timeout here, and that's exactly what they're going to do. That timeout comes with 3:20 to go. Our score is Sycamore 7, Oak Hills nothing, as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
What do we mean by Cincinnati smart? It's the power of firsthand experience. It's learning with the best minds and in the best organizations. Cincinnati Smart is impressing your professor and your boss in the same week. It's smart on a whole different level. Cincinnati Smart, it's who you become, it's your competitive edge, and you can only get it at the University of Cincinnati.
And welcome back to Sycamore Junior High School, where the football field is located. 3:20 to go in the opening quarter. 7-0 to Sycamore, but they have the ball. Second down and goal to go. Early score is already coming back as Corain jumps out top early, 14-0 over Lakota West. Of course, we get to travel to Corain next week for a senior night showdown. As Borman brings his troops to the line, Bonner directly behind him in the pistol. Now Borman looks right behind his shoulder, back to the sideline, gets the call, 15 to go on the play clock. Borman takes a shotgun snap, he's going to go option, keeps it himself, lowers his shoulder down to the 3-yard line. Nice tackle along the far edge. Nick Malone once again with goal fist, and that'll set up a third down and goal to go from there.
That's a win for the Oak Hills defense there. A couple-yard gain, but not into the end zone. One more or two more downs here to stop them and hope they can hold them without scoring any points here.
Third down, goal to go. Ball's at the 3. 2:55 to go and counting. Ball's far hash. As they come out, duels to the bottom. Bonner directly behind Borman in the pistol. As they go double tight set, hands it off to Bonner, and he walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Sycamore. Bonner, second of the night, his 25th of the season. And just like that, it's 13-0 in favor of the Aviators.
This first thing, there's a goal-to-goal situation with Bonner, never a good situation to be in, and capitalizes on the opportunity here.
Well, last year in this football game, Bonner, of course, they only had him at 2-something. We had him at 400, and he had touchdown runs of 80 yards going out of style, as that was a track meet. But our new score after Bonner's second rushing touchdown in the opening quarter. It's Sycamore 14. It's Oak Hills nothing, as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
Electric's been owned and operated by Charlie and Kay Fisher for over 30 years now. No matter what type of electric work you need, Craftsman Electric can handle it. Find out for yourself why 70% of their customers are repeat customers. 70%. Or check them out on Angie's List, where they've received the Super Service Award every year since 2007. Craftsman Electric. Dependable, affordable, honest. Call Jessica to schedule service at 513-891-4426 or visit CraftsmanElectric.com. Quality craftsmanship. It's right there in the name.
Our new score after Bonner's second rushing touchdown of the opening quarter at Sycamore 14 and Oak Hills a nothing. And you know it's cold out when your phone has 50% battery charge and it goes straight to zero. Ball along the far side as Tram picks it up out across the 20, 25, 30-yard line. He's able to take the pile with him to the 32. And that's where Oak Hills will start off. First and 10, ball. 32-yard line, third possession of the opening quarter.
Oak Hills already need to get something going this drive, falling behind by two scores early on the road in a big playoff-like atmosphere. You're going to get a quick answer to get themselves back into this ballgame.
First and 10, ball far hash. Jake takes that shotgun snap, swing pass out to Kyle Monte, makes the first man miss. He's not making anybody else miss. He's going to lose 2 yards, back out to the 30-yard line. It's going to be second down and 12 to go, and really a different looking offense than what we're used to seeing. We're used to seeing Jake throw the football down the field, but they're really trying to get Kyle Monte going, trying to use his athletic ability in the open field.
And they've been trying to do that on the ground so far. It's worked for a couple plays, but having to start to throw the ball now down by two scores.
Handoff, Kyle Montag straight up the gut. This time he's got a lane, hits the circle button out to the 39-yard line, give him 9 yards. Third down, 3 to go. And you have to wonder if they're going to keep this ball on the ground, maybe four down territories. We're going to find out quick. Right back to the line come the Highlanders. Duels bottom, single top, ball near side hash. Quick hitter to Jason Smith. He's got the first down to the 45. Stretches the ball out to the 46. And it'll be first and 10. Big first down there for the Highlander offense. Need to give that defense a break.
Able to use the block of Neighbor there to get behind him and get reach across to get the first down. Also, nice block by Neighbor on the near side here.
Ball remains near side right directly in front of us at the 45. Kyle Montag hops it to the outside, and he's going to fall forward. He's going to get a yard, maybe a yard and a half. He's out to the 46. That'll be second down, nine to go from there for the Highlanders.
Highlanders close to midfield now.
Second down, nine to go as he looked across midfield for the first time. 1:08 to go. Looks to his left, comes back to his right. It's a screenplay to Kyle Montag, and he's not going anywhere. He lost a yard back to the original line of scrimmage. He's Tate Goodyear, all 6'4", 260 pounds of that junior frame, was there to tattoo him for the one-yard loss, and it's going to be third down, 10 to go.
He closed fast and was able to make that play quickly there and with some force there on the end of the run.
Third down, 10 to go. Duels top, duels bottom. Kyle Montag split left to Jake. 11 to go on the play clock. 30 seconds to go on the game clock. Jake takes that shotgun snap at his own 40. Drops back, looks. He's got a receiver over the middle. It's Cam Neighbor out to the 49-yard line, but well short of a first down, and it's going to be punt time. Fourth down, 8 to go for the Highlanders.
Great coverage there by the middle linebacker Young just to stay home and allow him to get the short completion, but nothing behind him to get the first down.
And that should do it for the final play of the opening quarter. Our score at the end of the first quarter from Sycamore. It's the home Aviators 14 and Oak Hills nothing. As you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
Dr. Tim Krimchek, have you ever looked for a sports medicine specialist over the weekend? Well, for the last 20 years, I've welcomed the Friday night football players and the weekend warriors to visit our Saturday morning injury clinic year-round. Our care on Saturday morning is no different than you'll get during the weekday. This includes MRI and physical therapy services. Call us if you need help in the weekends. Call anytime year-round, 513-354-3700. Remember, 513-354-3700.
Welcome back to Blue Ash. Our score, it's Sycamore 14, Oak Hills nothing. As we get ready to start quarter two, punting right to left as McCarthy standing in his own 35-yard line. He puts his right foot into this one, a high drive kick. Drives the return man, Kelly, back out to the 15, jukes his way out to the 23. And it's going to be first down and 10 to go from there. And already down two scores. You've got to get a stop here if you're the Highlander defense.
That's a stop needed now more than ever. This is the worst field position Sycamore's had to start this game. And it kind of goes to tell you why there's two scores on the board already. A pair of drives starting in Oak Hills territory, close to it, that means. Right now getting the ball at the 24-yard line. So Oak Hills defense seemed to capitalize on this here.
Ball near side, moving left to right. A ball's officially 24-yard line, 11:47 to go in the second quarter. Borman in that pistol where he's been at all night, single to the top is Malik, and that's where he's looking. He throws it up top, trying to hit him. He's got him wide open, and he missed him. Missed him by about 2 yards, which would have been an easy touchdown. Instead, it's going to be second down, 10 to go, but that's how you get those safeties out of the box. You chuck it deep.
He had him wide open for six if he's able to connect with him down the middle. Too far off toward the near side and just a little too far.
Got the throw he liked to have back. Second down, 10 to go. Fall split down to the near side. As they go single bottom. Now they're going to go duels bottom with Malik. Bonner standing behind Boardman as now Malik splits out top with Williams. Borman with Bonner to his left, fakes it. Now he wants to set up the screen to Bonner. He'd be able to scoop it off the ground out across the 30. As Elijah Harris holds on for dear life out to the 41-yard line. Kyle Prosser on the far sideline, not happy with something that happened in the backfield.
Well, a couple of arm tackles there that really led to more yardage for Bonner there, and that's a guy you can't just grab his jersey. He's going to keep dragging it.
Got to have a spy on that kid all night. Can't let him leak out of the backfield. 11:31 to go. Fresh set of downs out to the 41. Give him 17 yards on the screen pass. Borman's in the shotgun. Takes the snap. I don't think he was ready for it. I think that was an inadvertent snap. He makes the first man miss, lowers his shoulder in. For a botched play, he picks up 9 yards out to midfield. Second down, one to go from there.
Well, anytime you have a bad snap like that, I think you'll take a 9-yard gain any day of the week.
He was definitely surprised when he took that snap, but he did what he's supposed to do. Just put your head down, run forward, get 9 yards.
Well, it's like both sides reacted to it like it was a false start. He just, everybody else in slow motion took it for 9 yards.
Second down, one to go. This time they're going to hand it off to Bonner. He hops it to the outside. He's going to be thrown down for a loss. Nick Malone. Able to wrap them up for a loss of 2. Back to the 48, third down and 3 to go. And you don't see that too often right there. Bonner thrown down for a loss. Great open field tackle by Malone as he checks out of the lineup.
Now a third and short. We'll see if they like to go back on the ground here, if they try to maybe do a short toss here to get the first down.
Ball far side, moving left to right. Duels bottom, single top. Bonner to the left of Borman. He looks to his left, steps up in the pocket. He feels the pressure, lowers his shoulder, and Parrish and company hit him. He's going to lose about a half a yard, and it's going to be fourth down for Sycamore. Big defensive stop there by Oak Hills.
A huge stop defensively for Oak Hills.
Matt James also.
That was really two drives to start the game here for Sycamore, leading in touchdowns, needing the ball back, needing to get on the scoreboard soon, and of course, bad field position for Sycamore, and Oak Hills really capitalizing defensively here to get the ball back to start early on the third quarter here. Second quarter.
Oak Hills not sending anybody back. Now they send Griffin Kane back as they're going to play safe, protecting against a possible fake. And now we got another timeout, Sycamore, as they did not know what's going on, and Borman's not a happy camper. And that timeout comes with 9:33 to go as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
You're listening to Guy Talk live from the Sport Clips Haircuts locker room. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, boxers or briefs?
Speaking briefly, boxers. Unless you're a boxer, then I go briefs. Next caller.
I want to find my nearest Sport Clips, but I don't want to ask for directions.
Use sportclips.com. It's actually Guy approved. At Sport Clips, you'll get an awesome MVP haircut experience while watching sports on TV. Your head will glow like a freshly mowed Major League outfield. This has been Guy Talk, brought to you by Sport Clips, where it's good to be a guy.
And welcome back to Sycamore. Our scores, the Aviators 14, the Highlanders nothing. As confusion on the Sycamore side, as they burn their second timeout. One remaining, Oak Hills with two. Borman standing in punt formation, but anytime you got Borman and Bonner both and your whole offense on the field, you got to protect against a fake, especially on a fourth down and three. And it looks like they might be giving him a run kick option, as now he finally kicks it. Nobody back for Oak Hills as it takes a nice McElroy backspin from the 12 back to the 15, and that's where we're going to start. First and 10 for the Highlanders, as they got to get something going on offense. So you got to wonder, is now the time to let Jake start to throw that ball down the football field?
Well, now the wind going the other direction, pulling toward Ronald Reagan Highway over there. So, you know, you got to wonder, maybe the ball will fly with it. So maybe they do go through the air attack here in this drive, moving that way now, right to left across your screen.
Jake brings his troops from the side, duels bottom, single top, ball right at the dead center. They bring Cam Neighbor in motion. They're going to hit him on the shovel pass, and he's going to get maybe a yard. I think they're going to mark him back closer to the 15. We wait for the official spot. Second down, 9 to go from there. Ball now far hash. Jake brings his troops right back to the lines. Single to the bottom, duels to the top. Montag split left of Jake. The Sheriff splits down bottom, his first action of the night. Handoff, Kyle Montag straight up the hole, and he's going to pick up 10 yards out to the 25, and that's going to be a first down for the Highlanders. Good burst there by Kyle Montag.
And the offensive line really opened a hole. A truck could drive through there, just move the defense out of the way, essentially, and a nice hole there for Montag to drive right through.
First down, 10 to go. Right back comes Oak Hills, but instead we have whistles. Looks like we had an official timeout to have an official timeout. 8:50 to go and counting. Duels top, single to the bottom is Shira. And they're going to hand it off Kyle Montag. He has to make a guy miss in the backfield. Now he turns it up, gets 4 yards out to the 30-yard line. Second down, we'll call it about six to go from there as the Oak Hills needs to get just short of the 36-yard line. Trips now bottom. Single up top is Jason Smith. Montag split left of Jake. Shotgun formation, takes a snap. Pump fakes it. Now he's rolling to his left. Still rolling. Hits a quick shovel pass to Brandon Wick, and he's going to have a first down out to the 37-yard line. Good improv there by Jake Wyke. And now you see what a two-year starter didn't get caught up in the pressure. Able to do a quick shovel pass out. Able to hit Wick for a big first down.
Very smart throw by him, and then really see him a turn out here throughout the course of this season here in second year.
Shotgun formation once again. Jake steps up in the pocket. Pump fakes it. He's got running room if he wants it, and now he's going to take it. He's got the first down and more out across the 50 to the 45. Toes the sidelines down to the 43-yard line as Jake showed a second gear we didn't know he had, and he's able to pick up a first down. Of course, Wyke, just 140 yards rushing on the season, a couple touches. Looked like a pretty good runner there.
And he'd have been off to the races had he stayed in bounds there. Lost his balance toward the sideline. Nobody in front of him.
He turns that quarter. There'd have been some muchachos going. Ball far hash, 43-yard line, 8:22 to go. Duels top, single bottom is Shara. Wakey steps up in the pocket, rolls to his right now, feels the pressure, and he falls down in his own 49-yard line. He felt the pressure off the edge, and he's going to lose 9 big yards. Looking at him, a loss of 8. Second out, 18. Huge loss there on first down.
Montag tried to control the blitz coming in there and just did a little too much pressure coming in. And that started to close the hole then on him and down went Wyke there.
Second down, 18 to go. Ball far hash, 49-yard line. Now we're going to get a false start. Center started to snap the ball and then put it back on the ground. That's a big no-no. And now it's going to be second down and 23 after they mark off the illegal snap.
This penalty really going to hurt this Oak Hills offense now after the sack a second ago, backs them up. Now second and a million, it seems like, here. Need to get a big chunk of this back here to make a third manageable.
The offense moving so well, but penalties will be drive killers, and we're seeing it here. 7:45 to go, trips bottom, single up top. Montag split right at Jake, standing at his own 39-yard line. He almost got him to jump off sides, but didn't cross the neutral zone. 34 defense for Sycamores. They dropped the safeties back 10 yards. Jake steps up in the pocket, looks left, comes back right, steps up. He's got a receiver, Cam Neighbor, and it got jarred away at the last second. And it's going to be a third down and 10 to go. Defensive pressure out there, able to get his helmet on the football. Brendan Archer, the senior defensive back.
I mean, Archer was there simultaneously. He could not have timed it any better to jarve it right through. That's a catch if he's not there.
Big third down coming up. Third down, 23 to go. Ball's on their own 44-yard line, 7:22 to go. Second quarter, 14-0 in favor of Sycamore. Shira splits out bottom, duels top. Wick is the H-back. Montag split left of Jake. Takes a shotgun snap, steps up to 35. Pump fakes. Now he throws it across the middle for Jason Smith, and that one is tipped, and they thought they picked it up, but the official comes in, says it hit the ground, and that deflection. It's just an incompletion. It's going to be punt time for the Highlanders.
Still going to get the ball back for the Sycamore defense, but not as good a field position as they would have liked there.
Such a good drive as we have an injured Aviator at the 45-yard line. We're going to take a break. 7:14 to go as Sycamore 14, Oak Hills nothing, as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
A member of Beacon Elite Sports Training today. Let Beacon help you reach your health goals best this year. This athletic training program is for all ages. Boot camp, elite, varsity, and youth group classes can work with leading Beacon trainers that know how to help you improve your physical fitness and reach your goals. Beacon Elite is happy to answer any of your training or membership-related calls. Please contact us at 513-530-3000. That's 513-530-3000 to speak to their team.
And welcome back to Sycamore. Good snap to McCarthy. He puts his right foot into it. He kicked it toward the far side. As we're going to get a block in the back, so it doesn't matter on the good return by Kelly because it's coming back. A block in the back, back at the 22-yard line, and that's going to be half the distance.
Already not great field position before that block in the back, and that happened right on the 15-yard line, so...
Can't do it in front of everybody. Can't make their job any easier. After they mark off the penalty, it's going to be first and 10. Sycamore at the 12-yard line. Ball left half, far hash. Moving left to right. 7:04 to go before the half. Be surprised how hard it is to talk when it's freezing. The wind's a whipping.
Or move period, really. I don't know how they're doing it out there right now.
From Coach Bud Akis, Alumni Field. Shotgun formation for Borman. He's got Bonner directly behind him in the pistol. Duels to the bottom. He takes that snap, and he's going to hand it off to Bonner. He lowers his shoulder. Tyler Parrish able to hit him, but not before he picks up 6 yards out to the 18-yard line. Second down, 4 to go.
Bonner does not run scared. Parrish really just catching him there. Barrett lowered his shoulder and just took him down.
Special player. You don't see those too often. And that's why he's going to go play D1 for Coach Lovey Smith out of Illinois. Borman now directing his troops. Duels to the bottom. Pistol formation. Second down, 4 to go. Shift left to right by the Highlander defense. Josworth reaches in, able to pick up the tackle along with Elijah Harris. But not before he picks up 7 yards out to the 25. Does Bonner in a fresh set of downs for the Aviators.
I'm not so sure that right now that it's Sycamore win the battle up front. It's just Bonner doing a lot of work pushing forward.
Quick hitter to Kelly along the near side, out across the 30-yard line, and they're going to get Griffin Kane on a horse collar tackle. So that's going to get 15 more back out to the 45-yard line. As Malik on the reception, give him 5 plus 15 for the horse collar. And that's going to be out to the 45, and one of those penalties you just can't have.
Penalties really just hurting Oak Hills right now. They're not really getting outmatched by much. Obviously, a couple touchdowns on the ground for Sycamore so far, but it's really been offensively those penalties on third down that have been setting up situations where it was almost impossible to convert. And now here, another 15 yards added to their run.
6:11 to go, ball near side, 45-yard line. Pistol formation for Borman. He's got Bonner behind him. Duels top, single to the bottom. That single is fall. Borman standing at his own 40-yard line. Takes the snap. Now he's going to go option. He pitches it out to Bonner. Not a very good pitch. Force him to slow up and bobble a little bit. Finn was able to wrap him up, push him out of bounds. Gain of 2 out to the 47. Second down, 8 to go. Second down, 7. Mysterious yard out to the 48. Duels top, single to the bottom. Borman's looking that way, and he's got his receiver. First down and more, 45. 43 yard line, ball's out, and Parrish has it. And that should be Highlander football. As they're trying to dig away the pile, and it is. It's Highlander football, the fumble. Fall had it. Tried to make one too many extra moves. Ball comes out, Parrish jumps on it, and the Highlanders will take over. First and 10, once again. The defense was able to get a big stop, and now let's see if we can get the offense going. First and 10 on the 43.
Good field position here coming for the Oak Hills offense, needing a score in this drive of some sort, even if it's just a field goal, just to get on the board and get some momentum back.
Well, we got 5:53 to go before the half, but Sycamore gets first ball second half. Big drive coming up for the Highlanders as Jake brings the troops from the far side.
And you got to capitalize on that turnover. You don't get them every drive for sure, so you got to capitalize on this here if you're the Oak Hills offense.
Duels at the bottom, single up top, ball near hash, moving right to left. Cam Neighbor in motion, and they're going to hand it off to Kyle Montag. Montag maybe got a yard out to the 44, and that'll set up a second down and 9 to go.
Well, you throw a sycamore defender off of him and then had another guy grabbing his ankles to bring him down.
Well, you could tell they're definitely keyed on Montag. That was the game plan to slow Kyle down, and so far they've been somewhat effective. Second down, 9 to go, duels each side. Montag split left of Jake, and that's who they're going to give it to, and he's going to get 2 yards out to the 46, but now you're third down, 7 to go for the Highlanders.
I expect him to air it out at some point in this ball game, and really haven't seen him throw the deep ball yet, so you got to think it's coming at some point tonight.
Third down, 7 to go, trips to the top, single to the bottom. Jake takes the snap, looks left, comes back to his right. He's got a receiver down the middle, that's Shira, and instead it's picked off. How he came up with that ball, now he spins out of a way. Jason Smith takes a hit, and he's got some running room along the far side, does Kelly. We have a flag. Inside to 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, 3-yard line. But we got a flag back at the 48-yard line, so it's coming back. Great defensive play, though, by Kelly. The free safety, able to roam over, pick that ball off from Jason Smith, or from Shira, and it's going to be a first and 10, but it's coming way back, like back to the 38 back.
Not exactly sure I came up with that. It seemed like a glitch on an Xbox game that just randomly comes up with picking up the ball. I just randomly took the ball out of his hand, so I'm not really sure what happened there, but somehow got a interception there to Christian Kelly, and near a touchdown on the return, and obviously going to come back on the penalty. But
it is a throw Jake would like to have back. It was a little behind him, but just a great defensive play there by Kelly, the DB. And after they mark off this penalty, it's going to be a first and 10, but it's going to be way back at the 38 instead of a first and goal at the 2. So you get the big turnover, but then you give it right back.
Yeah, it's certainly not the way Kyle Prosser and the offense are really hoping things could get going there, hoping they could capitalize on that. Now Sycamore on the other side getting the ball after a turnover, hoping they can capitalize here and go up by 3 scores before the break.
And they get first ball, second half, the 8th interception of the season for Jake Wyke, his first one in a few weeks. And with 4:41 to go, another big defensive stand coming up for the Highlander D. Ball is far side, moving left to right of the home Aviators. Boardman's in the pistol, Bonner directly behind him. That's who they're going to give it to. Matt James missed him in the backfield. Good open field tackle by Finn at the 44. And now we have a player down in the backfield, and that's Matt James. And that'd be a big loss along that defensive line. And we're going to take a break. 4:32 to go. It's Sycamore 14, Oak Hills nothing. As you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
I'm your tailgate grill. Your buddy was in such a rush to get into the game, he didn't quite put me out. I see you bought the industrial-sized bottle of lighter fluid. Smart. And if you got cut rate insurance, you could be paying for this yourself. So get an Allstate agent and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Mayhem is everywhere. Are you in good hands?
Fourth, 4:32 to go before the half. It was Trujillo, the fallen Highlander, walking gingerly off to the far side. As it's whistled back at play, 14-0 Sycamore, moving left to right, second down, 6-4 to go after a 6-yard pickup on first down by Bonner. Boardman's in the shotgun, singles, now we have flags. Near side official threw the flag before the snap.
I think it'd be an illegal procedure.
Or an illegal snap. Offsides on the offense. 13 fall was lined up offsides as his editor was the tackle. The Sycamore coach, he's not arguing. He just started yelling at somebody about know where you're at.
Sure, you got to mark off your other lineman's feet there.
Second down, 9 to go. Singles to each side. Bonner to the right of Boardman. Now they bring in motion with Malik, and Borman's going to keep it himself. Lowers his shoulder out to the 46. Third down, two to go. Finn able to wrap him up with Elijah Harris. Big third down for the Highlander defense as we're under 4 minutes to go before the half. .3:45 to go. 5-1, time of possession advantage, Sycamore so far. Nose of the ball touches the 46. They got to get to the 48. Hand off Bonner, and he just got the first down. Good tackle up the middle by the middle linebacker, 43, Chance Schneider, who had two big back-to-back sacks a week ago. As Coleraine now 17-0. How about that? Scores on the scoreboard. Big time. But not as big as the Top Gun Danger Zone promo before the team came out. Anybody wants to challenge me, that's one of the top five movies of all time, as Borman goes option, fakes out Malone, lowers his shoulder out to the 39, the 38, and that's going to be a first down for Sycamore.
I'm not sure you can find anybody that would challenge you on that route. It's a pretty darn good movie.
First and 10, 38-yard line. If somebody does it, you just don't need that kind of negativity in your life.
I know.
You just let them go. First and 10, ball's 38-yard line, 2:45 to go and counting. Play clock's at 8. Sycamore still trying to figure out what's going on. They might have to burn their final timeout with 4 seconds on the play clock. Fall finally checks off. 2, we're at 1. Now we got to have whistles and we're going to have a timeout. Sycamore, that's their final timeout. We're going to take it with them. 2:36 to go as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
Ed, what is that bizarre contraption?
It's my latest Jimmy John's online ordering enhancement, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir. You know our popular Jimmy John's online ordering service?
Yes, click order eat.
This is the perfect time-saving companion.
How perfect, Ed?
Presenting the Jimmy John's F4000 three-dimensional sandwich printer.
Oh, boy.
So we put one of these babies in the home of every Jimmy John's customer.
Uh-huh.
They order the sandwich online.
Uh-huh.
And we send a signal to the F4000 to make their sandwich.
Ed, how much does one of these babies cost?
With the quantity discount, $50,000, sir.
And how long does it take to print a sandwich?
About 8 hours, sir.
Do you see where I'm going with this?
So back to the drawing board?
No, stay away from the drawing board, Ed.
Alongside Zach Waddell and Kyle Howard, as frostbite starting to take over high atop Sycamore. I'm Rob Roberts. 2:36 to go before the half. Sycamore up top 14-0. They have the ball first and 10 on the Highlander 38. Big defensive possession coming up for the Highlanders as Sycamore gets first ball second half. Don't want to fall behind 3 scores going to the locker room.
No, you certainly don't. And really needing score offensively too to help chip away at that deficit, but right now just worrying about get that defensive stand here and not allowing them to get on the board again with 2:36 remaining in the half here in their own territory.
First down, 10 to go. Ball's whistled in play. Borman's in the shotgun formation. They move Malik in motion, steps up in the pocket. Does Borman, he wants to chuck it deep. Griffin Kane's out in coverage, and he's able to throw his hands up. You cannot throw that flag. You do not have to turn your head back. They're going to get 15 yards for that. Going to get Griffin Kane on pass interference.
I didn't see it. That's, I got to say, I'm usually pretty.
You're not Switzerland.
I'm not.
One of us is Switzerland, and it's not you, and I'll let you do the math on who the other one is.
It was a 50-50 shot, but I don't know. I didn't see it on that one.
Yeah, well, either did Stevie. 15 more, and that's going to put the ball down to 23-yard line, and a fresh set of downs for the Aviators.
Maybe it's an arm swat in there. I don't know, but it seemed like he's going for the ball.
It was underthrown. He's able to get his hands on it. You don't have to turn your head back at the high school level, but they throw the flag. You got to deal with it. First and 10, ball 23-yard line. Borman hitting the pistol. He's got Bonner directly behind him. He already has 2 rushing touchdowns. They're going to play action. Rolls to his right. He's able to hit fall inside the 15, inside the 11. Has his legs taken out from there at the 11-yard line. First down, 10 to go. Nice throw there by Borman. Is limping a little bit as he rolled to his right, took a hit right when he let that football go.
Really a monstrous penalty there that really just brings Sycamore deeper into Oak Hills territory. Now just can't get a first down without scoring here, but essentially they'd be at the 2-yard line if they did that. So really in deep in opponent territory now.
13th first down For Sycamores, they hand it up to Bonner. Bonner hops it to the outside, cuts it back to the inside, and that is one impressive touchdown run as he hit L1, R1, and just jumped into the end zone. His third rushing touchdown of the opening half. And Sycamore pulls out in front. It's the Aviators 20, and the Highlanders nothing. That was an impressive run.
I'd say so. And number 26 on the year. What a season he's been having so far this year. Six touchdowns in one game this year, four in another. Now three already tonight. We're not even at halftime.
And the point is good. Our new score after a Bonner 11-yard touchdown run at Sycamore 21. Elk Hills nothing. As you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
2:16 to go in the opening half. Our new score after Bonner's third touchdown rushing of the night, his 26th of the season. That's now Sycamore 21 and Oak Hills nothing.
It didn't seem like Bonner's really burnt them too much tonight, but down around the goal line, he's been pretty darn good tonight.
Well, they've been letting Borman. Borman's had his way at his legs. A high end over end kick fielded by Tram at the 5. Out across the 15, 20-yard line. He's got some blockers. Out across 25 to the 30. Just stumbled there. Otherwise, it would have been Tram versus Kicker. And I like Tram v. Kicker in that matchup. But with 2:09 to go, you got two timeouts. Plenty of time for Wyke in the offense. But you got to get something going. You're down 21-0. But on the other end, you got to be careful. You get a quick three and out, you'll give the ball right back to Bonner in the offense.
And mindful that Sycamore's going to get the ball right back to start the next half. So you got to keep that in mind.
Four wide receivers set with trips to the bottom. They're trying to set Cam Neighbor up across the middle. Able to do so across the 35, 36-yard line. Give him 8 yards on first down. Right back comes the Oak Hills offense. 1:58 to go in counting, two timeouts. Trips bottom, duels top. Now duels each side. Kyle Montag goes back into the backfield with Jake. Jake looks to his left after he takes a snap. Throws up in the pocket. He's got Wick. Throws it about 2 yards behind him. And it'll stop the clock with 1:44 to go, and it's going to be third down and two to go. How about this? Hamilton just up 7-3 over Middletown right before the half. Cole Rain all over Lakota West, 24-0. Princeton and Mason, 0-0 game. And Lakota East up on Fairfield. That would be a big one if Lakota East is able to hang on to that one. As a quick handoff to Kyle Montag. He's got the first down. And that was my other beef with that poll. Lakota checking in at 8, Hamilton at 10. Both teams that Oak Hills had their ways with on the football field. First and 10, ball 39-yard line, 1:34 to go. Trips bottom, single to the top, moving right to left. Jake steps up in the pocket, throws along the far side. Great throw. He's got him 30, 25, 15. You're not going to catch him. Adios, muchachos. Touchdown, Jason Smith. And with 1:22 to go in the half, the Highlanders cut the deficit to 21-6.
61-yard strike down the far side. You knew the deep three ball was coming at some point today, and he finally unleashes it here and six more points. 6 points the first time tonight, I should say.
On a great pitch and catch. Along the far side, Jason Smith. As Stavitz is on for the extra point, good snap, good hold, and a good kick. Our new score after a 56-yard pitch and catch. This time it was Wyke to Smith. It's Sycamore 21, Oak Hills 7. As you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
Break away from the everyday and discover a whole new ballgame. Cross a bridge into a different state of mind. Where daily specials aren't just on the menu. They're everywhere you turn. close to endless things to do. And you'll find you stay close to each other, too.
Stay close to CincinnatiUSA.com.
Our new score is 122 to go after Wyke to Smith. 61 yards. His 19th touchdown pass of the season is now 21-7 for Jason Smith, his fourth touchdown reception of the season. And they let Jake go vertical, shows off that arm. Nice touch along the far sideline. Smith won the physical battle. They're not going to catch him in the open field. That was a big answer. Big score there by Oak Hills.
Much needed scores right before Sycamore are going to get the ball to start the next half to be able to chip away at that deficit down 21-0 at the time.
You got Bonner, 122. That's plenty of time for him to break off a run. You can play conservative and hope he breaks one loose. 122, a lot of time as Stobbits pooches it along the far side to the 20-yard line. Out across the 25 to the 31-yard line, Myron Williams. And that will start off first and 10 on the 32-yard line. 1:15 to go before the half, 21-7 Sycamore. But a great answer by the Oak Hills offense, a drive ago. But now can the defense come up with a big stand as we see Trujillo check back into the Highlander on that defensive front. Big body they need up there.
Good to see him back onto the field after the injury early on. Hoping he can have a big contribution here the remainder of this first half and onto the second.
First down, 10 to go, ball 33-yard line. Just left of center, moving left to right, 1:15 to go. Borman's in the shotgun, hands it off to Bonner, and he is going to be thrown down by Nick Goldfuss at the 35-yard line. He got 2 yards. Second down, 8 to go, right to the line comes Sycamore. Shotgun formation for Borman, looks to his right, steps up in the pocket, throws it to Fall, and he is going to be tackled just like that by Shockley at the 40-yard line. And it'll be a third down and about 3 to go. Ball's on the 40, they got to get just past the 43. Shockley, 34 seconds to go.
Shockley put that very well to allow the catch right in front of him, but nothing more.
Played very well his last few games since he started getting a start at the near side corner boundary. Play 7 yards off the ball this time, playing off a Fall. 20 seconds to go, 10 on the play clock. Borman, standing at his own 35-yard line, takes that shotgun snap. He's going to keep it himself. He's got the first down to Moore. 45, 50, 45. Goldfuss and Finn finally able to, and Joshworth, but not before he reaches the 38-yard line. 6 seconds to go. You'll have a chance to chuck it deep. Clock, of course, stops for first downs, and Sycamore spikes the ball with 4 seconds to go. Wait to see what this flag's about. False start on the offense. That'll push him back 5 more.
I'm not sure they're set at the time. I think they're still waiting to get set up, and obviously I think really just weren't expecting to rush to the line for some reason. I'm not really sure why. Must not have been.
And Borman seems to be lipping, favoring that right leg. And they're going to have to spike it again because that clock will start.
Maybe they were conservative with him being hurt. Let him go to the locker room now.
If this would have been college or the NFL, there would have been a clock run, and this game and the half would be over. They'd have the 10-second runoff, and they have no timeouts to stop the clock. They reset the clock to 6. First down, 15 to go. Now he spikes it with 4 seconds to go. And they'll have one chance at the end zone before the half. 21-7 in favor of Sycamore.
Gotta wonder if Borman came up shaking up. He's obviously limping here. You gotta wonder if on this run he was able to get hit pretty hard coming down.
Hey, it's a cold night. You take any kind of a little shot, it's going to sting a little bit longer. Final play before the half, and before we get you to the angry quarterbacks, Borman sets up in the pocket. There's a flag along the far side. He could throw it to Fall, and that was an interesting attempt. We have a flag at the 43, and Nick Goldfuss comes up limping at the 46-yard line. Wait to see what this flag's about, and that'd be a huge loss for Oak Hills if they don't get Nick Golfus back.
What a nice throw by Boardman, though.
And that penalty will be declined. So that'll do it for the first half here from Sycamore as we send you off to the angry quarterbacks. I'll score at the half. It's Sycamore 21, Oak Hills 7, as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
The Angry Quarterbacks. You'd be angry, too, if you were cut from your third-grade Boone County football team. Here's Tom Gamble and a legitimate quarterback, Tony Pike.
Welcome into the beautiful ESP Media Studios in Kenwood, just outside of downtown Cincinnati. It's another edition of the Angry Quarterbacks. I am Tom Gamble, formerly one of the two angry guys, hence the angry, and then you wonder quarterback. Well, we have a legitimate quarterback. He of Reading, UC, and NFL lore, he would be Tony Pike, and we start things. We've divided it into thirds. We go high school, college, and the NFL. We might want to skip those last two. Maybe extend this high school segment a little bit. What do you think?
Well, we don't. You know, there's no UC game to that we have to harp on this week.
No, but there is a coach and a restructured contract a little bit. You can't even take a week off without some sort of news. But let's start in the high school ranks. And I got to tell you, man, the GCL South. Not exactly a Friday to remember for 1-3. I mean, and when you look at these schools and you look at the schedules that they are forced to play, it shouldn't come as a surprise. But I was surprised on a couple of these. So let's start with the victor. That would be the LaSalle Lancers, who in a couple weeks have a chance to win its first outright GCL South title. They go on the road up to Columbus and beat St. Charles Prep. They've now won four straight games, including the lopsided win over Moeller, the come-from-behind win over St. Xavier. So Jim Hilvert has the Lancers, Tony, in great playoff position. Remember, they're the two-time defending Division II state champs. Most people think, hey, if they can get there, well, now they're going to get there. Now right. they're playing for a first-round home game and positioning. I think they've got a shot to make a run again.
Yeah, yeah, they're definitely playing their best football at the end of the season. You look what they've done. When you're a D2 school and you go and you put those numbers up against Moeller, and then you show what you can do coming from behind against St. X, it gives these guys so much confidence. They come in this week, they take care of business. It just seems like things are clicking for them at the right time as well, as, you know, as opposed to these other GCL schools. Things are kind of falling down a little bit.
Senior night this Friday night at Lancer Stadium, and then they go on the road to take on Elder at the Pit, where they can try and win the GCL South outright. Speaking of Elder, Danny Neiman, their quarterback, he goes out early with an undisclosed injury, and Elder really never able to recover from that. They fall to Winton Woods, the second consecutive year that they've lost to the Warriors. And Andre Parker, that you want to talk about a brutal schedule. I mean, Winton Woods not in a league. It's amazing that they were able to go there. Came into the game 2-5.
Yep.
They win. They're still in the playoff hunt. 26-14, the final. They beat Elder 14-0 last year. And this number blew me away. Miami Central, back in 2011, came to the Pit and won, a public school. But they, Winton Woods, are the first public school since September 23rd of 1988, when Princeton went to the Pit and won 28-27. Now, you have to put a little asterisk there. Not a lot of public schools essentially
right.
play every year at the Pit, but man, 1988, pretty impressive by Winton Woods to go in there and win in the fashion that it did.
Yeah, when you lose your quarterback, that's always a tough thing to overcome. But, you know, being around the Pit, that's a tough place for any team in the country to come in and play, let alone Winton Woods. So, you know, from all things I heard, Winton Woods went in there loose. You know, pregame warm-ups were very loose, very confident. So you put that on the coaching staff of getting these guys to believe they can win. Obviously, you rely on last year's 14-0
sure.
win, but you carry that on the road, and you wonder if these guys, you know, they have the number of these guys at Elder right now.
And Elder coach Doug Ramsey said, hey, he went out of the game, but no excuses. I mean, we got other guys that need yep. to step in. So Elder loses, as did St. Xavier, in one of the weirdest and wildest finishes ever. The untimed down, where it looked like Warren Central wasn't even going to take the play, wasn't even going to, you know, have that final play. St. Xavier called for a penalty. They get the 42-yard Hail Mary TD pass, and Warren Central winds up winning 19-18. And this Warren Central team is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their only loss this year was 31-28 at Nippert Stadium in the Skyline Chili Crosstown Showdown 2, unbeaten Coleraine. But St. X came back. Chase Wolf came into the game again, the junior QB, led a couple TD drives. St. X went ahead, but in the end, it's Warren Central, and just a weird 310 yards in penalties, 16 for one, 15 for the other. Can't stand games when they're played with that. It can't be that many penalties. Come on.
Yeah, especially at this point in the year, you would hope that things get cleaned up to where you're at now. And you're making these playoff pushes, and obviously a loss like that isn't going to kick you out of the playoffs, but you're playing for positioning now. So having too many guys on the field the last play of the game, that's a mistake that, you know, you see week one or week two, but you got to have that stuff ironed out now. But you look at the positives of a guy like Chase Wolf as a junior coming in, leading the team back. I know they scored and went for two and went for the lead late in the game. Didn't get it, got the ball back. He drove down for another touchdown. So put him in position to win. You got to feel confident now going forward to finish out the season if you're St. X.
Yeah, St. X now 4-4, home games against Cleveland, St. Ignatius, and then Louisville, St. Xavier. The last 2 weeks, and still in good playoff position, but not the case for the mighty men of Mo.
No.
They went to Otterbein University in Columbus, kind of a meet-in-the-middle game. Last year was a Dublin Kaufman. This time, Cleveland St. Ignatius, the final score there, 38-7. Moeller unable to really get anything untracked on offense. They're now 3-5. They host Lakewood St. Edward at Lachlan Stadium this coming Saturday, and then they have a team from Canada coming in, but boy, they've lost four straight games. They're in jeopardy. Obviously, they're in extreme dire straits playoff-wise. When you look at the Region 4 playoff standings right now, they're number 14. The top eight make it. Elder still at number 3. St. X at number 5. And, of course, LaSalle in Division 2, Region 8. But, boy, for Moeller. And they're in jeopardy, quite frankly, a loss to St. Edward would be the first losing season in that school's illustrious history. So, it's one of those years, I guess, or really two of those years. They finished 5-5 and missed the postseason a year ago.
Yeah, it gets to a point now of, you know, how do you motivate these kids when things start to go bad like this? You see it at all levels. You see it in college. You see it in the NFL. But how do these guys bounce back from negativity? It's even tougher in high school because this is, for a lot of these guys, the first time that in their careers they've struggled. You know, they look on their little league teams, probably very successful. They come into Moeller. all the history, everything that goes along with that, and now you're kind of sputtering. Now, how does the coaching staff get these guys back to believing? Obviously, you still have time left. You never know what can happen in the playoffs. But, you know, in order to get there, you got to get it back on track, and you can't let this snowball effect continue.
Well, and they faced the two-time defending Division I state champs in St. Edward, and a team that Elder gave them their only loss, 15-9 at the Pit earlier this year. We are the Angry Quarterbacks. I'm Tom Gamble. He's Tony Pike. We're talking about the greater Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky, and Southeastern Indiana high school scene. So on we go to the GMC, and another week. Another Colerain win, 28-0. The Cardinals' defense, which came into the year with all the reputed guys, and they're starting to play like it now. They shut out Fairfield 28-0, and now they have Lakota West and Oak Hills, two games you would figure that Colerain. And you know, we say it almost every week. I've lost count of how many GMC games they've won in a row. You got to go back to 2008 for the last loss. But they really are playing football the way they thought they could right now, and heading in for Tom Bolden and his crew into the postseason. They have to be, along with Huber Heights Wayne, to me, one of the D1 favorites.
Yeah, absolutely. We just spoke about LaSalle and playing the right football at the right time. But, you know, you look at that LaSalle-Colerain game, 6-0. You know, Colerain, they can outscore you, and they can win by shutting you out. And you see both of those elements in this football team. And I'm on the same page with you. When you look at favorites in D1, you know, how can you not put Colerain, because of the consistency and the way they're winning games? Like I said, they can win on offense, they can win on defense. You've seen both this year, so to me, they're the heads-on favorite.
Well, the official OHSAA Harbin computer ratings don't come out till tomorrow around noontime, but Joe Eitel, he does a great job, EITEL on his website if you want to check it out. He's projected that right now Mason at number 4, Sycamore at number 7, Fairfield number 8, Hamilton number 9, and Lakota East battling for one of those top 8 spots. And some interesting scores last week. Lakota East knocks off Mason. Sycamore has played its way back in. So that should be pretty interesting, you know, when you look at these games. And even Oak Hills.
Yep.
Kudos to Kyle Prosser and his staff. They knock off Hamilton. They're now 4-4, and they are there. So Sycamore, to me, has the opportunity with 2 home games, including week 10 against Mason. Scott Totillo, whose team lost to LaSalle and Covenant Catholic, real close at the beginning. So it looks like at least 3 GMC teams may make it into the postseason. Well, I got to tell you, we moved to the Eastern Cincinnati Conference, and I had a chance with the Blitz 5 tailgate to be over at Anderson High School on Friday evening. And it's been a long time since I've seen an atmosphere like that. And Chris Newton, the athletic director, they unveiled some new jersey tops, and Turpin came in undefeated, mm-hmm. the Battle of Forest Hills. And really, Evan Dreyer's kind of rejuvenated life in that program again. They came in having won 3 straight, tied 21-21. Students were there at 5:30 for both schools waiting. It was a great atmosphere, packed house. But Rob Stoll's Spartans, in the end, wind up winning 38-21. And I got to tell you, Turpin's now moved in Region 8 to the number 1 spot. And Turpin's got to be one that needs to be considered as well.
Yeah, I think when you go in and make a statement like that, you know, with the environment, with everyone, you know, basically, the game of the week, if you're going to put it like that. But it's a situation now where they've set themselves up, and now how do you handle this success that you've had? You know, you're going to be moving into the postseason now. How do you handle being, you know, the top dog or one of the favorites? Because, you know, as soon as that postseason hits, anything can happen. Because you look at teams like we've seen, and we talked in D1, Elder and St. X, who, you know, have sputtered a little bit. They might drop to a 6 or 7 seed.
You see, but I wouldn't want to play
them. Right, exactly. Yeah. So you see that in the playoffs now. You got to take every team seriously, and it becomes a situation now these next 2 weeks. How do you finish? How do you position yourself? And for these teams that are playing themselves or trying to play themselves into the playoffs, how do you finish out a season and not have that kind of collapse we've seen from some teams?
Well, Division II, Region 8, you've got Turpin at number 1, LaSalle at 3, Miamisburg, Steve Chanel, the former Edgewood coach there at number 4, Kings, Princeton, Harrison and Edgewood hold down the 5-8 spots, so good representation. And a reminder, in week 1, that's the only home site where you basically go 8 goes to 1, 7 goes to 2, the top 4 getting those first home games. In the Cincinnati Hills League, where you played with your alma mater, Redding's got a shot the last 2 weeks. It won't be easy, but nonetheless, Wyoming, which is still holding down the number 1 spot in Division 4, they continue to roll. They're 8-0. They get Redding and Deer Park. It's the reverse order for Indian Hill. They get Deer Park and then Redding. So I ask you, can the Blue Devils knock off either Wyoming or Indian Hill?
Well, they sputtered it and had a tough one this week against Marymount, but they have the pieces at the skill sets to, you know, to pull off an upset. The quarterback, Tyler Bridges, has, you know, he transferred in. He's been playing great. His confidence kind of grows each week. Doing really well, throwing a nice ball. Baden Pinson is getting back to healthy. He's, you know, he was one of the best running backs from any division going into this year. He's been hampered by an ankle injury. He's finally starting to be able to, you know, put the weight and cut and run on that. So it's tough for an injury like that in a season where you really can't take games off because every game is so important in trying to make the playoffs. But they have the pieces. It's just, can they do it consistently? Because you look at Wyoming and Indian Hill, these two teams are going to score points, and they're going to score a lot of points. And we've already seen Wyoming's defense and Indian Hill's defense have both stepped up to the plate as well. So you look at that, it's going to be a tall order, but they have the offensive pieces to do it. It's just, you know, can you not get penalized? Can you not turn the ball over? Can you force them? That's what needs to happen in games where you're kind of outmanned a little bit.
Well, you're right, and you know, you're right. Marymount with a win over Reading, yep. And Curry Cummins and his crew winning that game. So the CHL comes down to the last couple weeks. But I tell you right now, the way Wyoming's played all year, it's hard to see them losing either right. of the last two games. Southwest Ohio Conference still shaping up for that Mount Healthy Edgewood game. Week 10 for the conference title. Mount Healthy continues to roll in the Owls. RV Crouch, their coach and their program, after losing David Montgomery, who's up at Iowa State, I think a lot of people thought, yeah, okay. RV's a very, very good football coach, and sometimes they get a little bit overlooked. We are the Angry Quarterbacks. I'm Tom Gamble. He's Tony Pike, working our way through the high school portion of the program this week. And it gets to, when you get to this point of the season, there's so much information to cover and right. so much to get in. So we'll switch gears a little bit. We'll go to Northern Kentucky, where everybody pointed to this week, circled this game, and here it is. Simon Kenton undefeated at Ryle. Undefeated Ryle with a tough one, tied 28-28, wound up winning over Connor last week. And so they win their district, and Simon comes in. They had a 50-20 win over Campbell County. This has the makings. Cam Rackey and Simon Kenton against Tanner Morgan, the Western Michigan commit. Western Michigan, no slouch, yes. by the way, but for Ryle. But I think this is going to come down to which defense can step up and stop the other team's offense. It'll be out in Union. We'll have the Blitz 5 tailgate there. Lots of action. I'm sure it'll be a packed house and should be a great football game.
Yeah, and you said it there. It's what defense now can step up, because we've talked about this matchup for a couple weeks now, and you just hope that, you know, the two teams weren't looking ahead and they can get to this point where they're both undefeated and they're both going in. They've been able to do that now. You said, what team can force a couple interceptions? You know, what team is going to cough it up and fumble at a, you know, an inopportune time? Penalties, that's the stuff in games like this, because, you know, you're undefeated for a reason. Both teams have
no
played
question.
Great.
Yep.
You have a lot of talent. So when two teams like this clash, it's usually, unfortunately, a team that makes a couple mistakes is going to be on the losing end.
And a pretty tough stretch for Ryle, which had to knock off Cooper, then Connor. It's yep. district rivals, and now get Simon Kent. Speaking of knocking off, man, people in Park Hills were saying, when will this ever occur? Well, after 14 straight losses to Highlands, the Covcalf Colonels go to Fort Thomas and win big, 63-26. And, boy, it's been a rough year for Highlands. They're 1-7. Covcalf's making some strides. Eddie Evison in his second year doing a good job there. Newport Central Catholic knocked off Lloyd, held off a late comeback. So that's a big one in Class 2A over in Northern Kentucky. And I got to tell you, my son's go-to Cooper. And how about the Friday night for Dante Hendricks, a wide receiver from Cooper, who made an amazing one-handed catch, wound up on Friday night, as the number one play on ESPN's top 10 plays. Yeah. Somebody sent the video in, and oh, by the way, after doing that in the first half, he was crowned homecoming king at halftime. And I'm telling you, he's committed to Indiana State. He's a tremendous, tremendous talent. In fact, I don't know that I've seen many high school receivers able to make the type of catches that he does week in, week out. They're playing on Saturday, Cooper taking on Connor. And Southeastern Indiana, it's time to get the postseason rolling. They have a 9-game regular season, and East Central coming off a loss to Indianapolis Roncalli. They're on the road. They open. Of course, they made it to the 4A state championship game last year. Justin Roden and the Trojans, they open up on the road in Shelbyville. And then Lawrenceburg, which has only lost once, East Central 7-2, Lawrenceburg 8-1. They host Indianapolis Memorial at one of the coolest settings right on Route 50 there in Lawrenceburg. So lots going on in the high school world. And, of course, next week at this time we'll be back to recap everything we've kind of set you yep. up for. But there should be a great Friday and Saturday night of high school, and in already, if you can believe it, postseason in Indiana, just 2 weeks left of the regular seasons in Kentucky. and Ohio. All right, when we continue, how about some college football? Huh? We had a big weekend, and the Buckeyes and Clemson, two teams in that playoff situation right now, taken to the brink, not the case for Alabama. And I guess a good week for current UC coach, maybe not such a good week for former UC coaches. In fact, it was a trifecta of beatdowns. We are the Angry Quarterbacks. I'm Tom Gamble. He's Tony Pike, and you're listening to the Angry Quarterbacks right here from ESP Media.
Become a member of Beacon Elite Sports Training today. Let Beacon help you reach your health goals best this year. This athletic training program is for all ages. Boot camp, elite, varsity, and youth group classes can work with leading Beacon trainers that know how to help you improve your physical fitness and reach your goals. Beacon Elite is happy to answer any of your training or membership-related calls. Please contact us at 513-530-3000. That's 513-530-3000 to speak to their team.
Tune in this week for three high school football audio broadcasts on the ESP Media Sports Network. On Friday, the Oak Hills Highlanders travel to the Sycamore Aviators, kickoff 7 p.m. Also, 7 p.m. kickoff, Princeton Vikings at Mason Commons. On Saturday, St. Edward's Eagles travel to the Moeller Crusaders, kickoff at 5 p.m. You can catch all of three broadcasts on the ESP Media Sports Network.
Welcome into our beautiful ESP Media studios here in Kenwood, just outside of downtown Cincinnati. This week's edition of the Angry Quarterbacks, I am Tom Gamble, formerly one of the two angry guys. He's the legitimate quarterback. That's how we got angry in quarterbacks. He's Tony Pike, played at Reading, played at the University of Cincinnati, and also played in the National Football League. And as we lean into our college football segment for the week, we would be remiss if we did not say thank you to the millions of folks out there listening each week to the Angry Quarterbacks. You know, it's listening on demand. We make it easy for you. I know we appreciate that. And hopefully we're covering the topics. And in the coming weeks, we hope to even have a way for you to connect with us and maybe ask us some questions and and get a little interactive, if you will. So UC was not interactive this week, at least not on the football field, right?
Open week.
Now, I got to ask you, as a player, back to your days, did you like the open week? Not, I guess it depends really on how things are going, correct?
Yeah, it depends how things are going and where it's at in the season. You know, if it comes at a point in, you know, the midway point or after, I was always for it because your body just gets so banged up because you go right from summer camp, two-a-days, everything like that, right into the season, and there's really no break from there. So you got guys that are banged up. I know this football team at UC has a lot of guys banged up, so it comes at a great time. For us, it was good, you know, coming into a bye when we were undefeated or, you know, one loss or kind of on a roll. It's different because
you
just because you kind of get a little bit of time to just, you know, step back and breathe and you know, focus in on going forward because you have such a tough stretch run. I think it's different now when you come in the way this UC team has because you have no confidence.
As we approach the start of the second half alongside Zach Waddell and Kyle Howard, I am Rob Roberts. A 21-7 game at the half in favor of Sycamore. Sycamore comes out to 198 yards rushing in that first half, really controlled the line of scrimmage. Difference in this football game.
Yeah, no, it's field position has been a big part of it, too. Sycamore started a couple drives in Oak Hills territory. A couple of those capitalized on touchdowns. So, obviously, a 14-0 early lead coming from those two. And, of course, turnovers, even a piece, but it was an opportunity for Oak Hills to go down and score in the last quarter when they were able to get a fumble. And then they just threw an interception right back, so really just erased the momentum they had coming from that, and that's certainly not helping Oak Hills' cause right now.
You could see Oak Hills was definitely interested in getting Kyle Montag going. They were able to do that, but then you finally saw Jake lay one out, able to hit Jason Smith, that big 61-yard score right before the half. That was a huge change in momentum for the Highlanders.
Sure was. You see them air it out really for the first time today. They shared a couple of shovel passes, but they finally get released one deep, and which we were expecting would happen at some point. They finally do it, and it goes for six. So we'll see if they go back to that here in the second half, down by two scores. Going to have to throw at some point, showing how often they'll have to do it.
Couple of halftime scores before we get started. Mason 14-0 up on Princeton at the half. Hamilton hanging on against Middletown 7-3. I bet you there's nobody at that game either. Fairfield's up over Lakota East 14-10 at the half. And it's all Cole Rain over Lakota West 24-0 at the half before that big game next week. Well, big fan if you live in Westchester, Lakota East versus West. And of course, me and Kyle made our way down for halftime. We go to the visiting concession stands. No hot chocolate, but Our guy Zach and his better half was able to hook us up.
Hey, we're thankful for that.
You ain't lying. It's cold.
That's pretty clutch.
You go from 87 in Cincinnati to to high 40s, low 50s in a matter of hours. As another pooch kick fielded by Williams along the near side, he's going to be dropped at the 33-yard line. And that's where they're going to start first down and 10. Moving left to right will be Sycamore. As Borman, just 50 yards passing in the first half, but as we mentioned, 198 yards rushing, really no need to throw the football.
Now getting things done on the ground has really been the key so far for Sycamore, controlling the ball and really just punching it in when they have to. And here they go again with the ball, hoping they can continue that. Oak Hills needing a defensive stand here, not allowing any more points as they attempt to come back in this game down by two scores to start the second half here.
I need the Bob Uecker bottle from Major League. That'd keep us warm right now. 11:51 to go, third quarter, 21-7. Sycamore, duels top, single bottom. Moving left to right, quick handoff to Bonner, and he reaches across the 40 to the 41. Good pickup of 7 yards there. And it'll be second down, 3 to go.
Speaking of that, the Indians in the World Series this week, and talking about Rick the Wild Thing Vaughn throwing out the first pitch, they asked him the other day.
That got turned down today.
I did.
That would have been, might have tuned in to watch that one. Second down, 3 to go. 41-yard line, just inside, right hash. Hand off to Bonner as he meets Elijah Harris in the phone booth, but he's able to push his way across the 45 to the 46. And a fresh set of downs for Sycamore, and looks like here in the early going of the second half, they want a lot of Bonner in between the tackles.
Well, it's been working so far, so they're just going to keep sticking to it until Oak Hills proves they can stop it.
And then that's when you see the legs of Borman. We saw that a lot in the first half. Fake the option, use Bonner as your decoy, and Jake just runs loose. First down, 10 to go, ball at the 46, and they're going to run a reverse pitch to Malik along the near side, and nobody's home. Finn, and now it's a foot race. Parrish is trying to catch him, and he's not going to do it. Touchdown, Sycamore. A 54-yard touchdown run by Malik on a reverse. And just like that, they extend the lead. It's now 27-7.
A nice blocker on the edge also to allow that lane down the sideline. No, really nobody within miles of him. Just blocked out of the end zone down the near side hash. And now a 3-score lead again for this Sycamore team here.
On for the extra point is Hasselback as they look to make this a 28-7 lead. Good snap, good hold, plenty of leg deep into the night. And our score with 10:48 to go at the 54-yard Malik touchdown run. It's Sycamore 28, it's Oak Hill 7. As you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
You're listening to Guy Talk live from the Sport Clips Haircuts locker room. Caller, you're on the air.
My girlfriend beat me playing one-on-one.
Ooh, sounds like you need to hit up a Sport Clips for an awesome haircut experience and some quality man time.
I don't know. My girlfriend always takes me to her salon.
Nonsense. Be your own man and get a great haircut in a guy-friendly place from stylists who know what guys need.
You may be right.
Sure I'm right. Now grab your Y chromosome, get down to Sport Clips, and ask for the MVP. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
Our new score after a 54-yard Malik touchdown run is Sycamore 28 and Oak Hills 7. Not the start you wanted to start the second half there, Kyle, for the Highlander defense, but now you're going to get a chance for Jake in the offense, but you're going to have to answer. You're running out of time.
And you're exactly right. Need to score this possession now. An opening score by Sycamore to start this half here puts them down at a hole.
Low line drive kick fielded by the far back out across the 20, 25, slips a couple tackles out to the 27-yard line by 27, Stephen Cooling, the backup tailback, and it's going to be first and 10 right there for the Highlander offense. First and 10 on the 26 as we get a look at Jake Wyking, the offense, 95 yards passing in the first half. Of course, 61 came on one play, one touchdown, one interception for the two-year junior starter quarterback.
That one pass, the 61-yard strike down the sideline, was the last position they had the ball also, so see if they'll respond coming out of that.
Cam Neighbor in motion, going to hit him. On the shovel pass, he turns it upfield, gets upended at the 30-yard line, give him 4 yards, set up a second down and 6 to go from there. As Middletown pumps in a touchdown, they take a 10-7 lead over Hamilton.
Wilkerson, they got to flip him up. Last play, nice hit on the lower half of his leg to flip him up in the air.
Second down, 6 to go. Shearer splits down near side, duels each way. Jake looks up top. He's got a receiver, and he's got Cam Neighbor out across the 50, across the 45 to the 48. Looked like it was going to be behind Jason Smith, but right there was Cam Neighbor, and a first down, 10 to go.
Got to the back end of the secondary, to the safety part that time, so really able to get deep into the opponent territory here.
Fisher the 47. Draw play. Kyle Montag. He's got a hole across the 45. Shakes and bakes. Circle button down to the 40. Down to the 39-yard line. Great run there by Kyle Montag. Give him 12 yards down to the 39. And another fresh set of downs for the Highlanders. No time at all. 30 at the line of scrimmage. Trips to the bottom. Single to the top. Jake takes the shotgun snap. Throws it out to Cam Neighbor, and that's tipped away, but we have flags. Tate Goodyear able to use his big paws to knock it down. Wait to see what the flag's about along the near side, and it looks like it might be against the Highlanders.
Well, I think there are a couple of sycamore defenders still trying to get off the field.
Illegal substitution
the
on the defense. That'll be a free 5 yards, and that's where that tempo. They try to run that late sub on. Can't do it.
And the Aviators really not ready for that there. So now it's going to give Oak Hills a couple more yards to start on first down here.
That'll be 5 yards. It'll be a first down and five to go. You're counting backwards, buddy. You're counting backwards. You're counting the wrong way. There you go.
Well, I guess if you subtract five and add five, you go back to the start, right?
They were doing so well tonight. And I was doing so good being Switzerland. First down, five to go. Ball 34, moving right to left off a far hash. Duels top, single on the bottom. Cooper Schultz, the H-back. They bring in motion with Cooper Schultz, and they're going to hand it off to Kyle Montag. He tries to get the corner. He's got the first down. He's going to be thrown out of bounds at the 27-yard line. That's a 7-yard pickup, and another Oak Hills first down.
Highlanders moving the ball pretty effectively on this possession so far. Hoping they can punch it in and get their second score and cut this lead in half here.
Duels to the bottom, single out top. Cooper Schultz remains the H-back. Cam Neighbor takes the shovel pass, trying to get the corner, turns it upfield. He might have lost a yard back to the 28-yard line, and it'll be a second down and 11 to go from there, right back to the line, as Shearer checks in for Cooper Schultz.
I thought both in the linebacker may have got a little face mask in there. They say they lay off there. He got his hand up pretty high. I'm not sure if he actually grabbed it or not.
Duels to the top, single to the bottom is Shearer. Montag split right at Jake. Now Wick splits to the bottom to make it duels each side. He takes that shotgun snap, looks to the right. He's got a receiver down the middle. And Cam was too late to look for it. By the time he whipped his head around, the ball was already on him. And it's going to be third down and 11 to go for the Highlanders.
And you know Neighbor wants that ball back. It's a foot race to the end zone if he's able to catch that ball.
He would have been doing his best Usain Bolt, and he would have been bye-bye posing at the goal line. Instead, it's third down and 11 to go. Ball 28, moving right to left, and four down territory as ball's on near side. Wick and Shearer split bottom. Neighbor Smith split out top. Montag split right at Jake, standing at the Sycamore 33. Takes a shotgun snap, looks up top, flips it out to Cam Neighbor, and he's hit right where he catches the football. Back to the original line of scrimmage of the 27. Now we have a late flag, and that's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct against somebody. And I think they're going to get Oak Hills for peeling defenders off. Now they're pointing at the Sycamore sideline as they're trying to pull Cam Neighbor back.
Yeah, big penalty against Sycamore if it goes
and
that way.
And they're grabbing a Sycamore player. He might be ejected from the football game.
That's Bothan again.
And that's big 33, Jonathan Bothan, unsportsmanlike conduct. And that's going to be a first down. And now they're bringing him to the sideline. He might be done for the night.
Not sure if that's a warning or not sure exactly what the penalty is. They're talking with the coaching staff here to explain what exactly is going on. But
yep, he's done. That's his second, that's why. So he's been ejected from the game. And the coach is letting him have it pretty good. So first down, 10 to go. Ball's 13-yard line, far hash, duels to the top. As they bring Neighbor in motion, said they hand it off to Montag. Montag fights his way inside the 10-yard line. Give him 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7 to go from there, as the original line of scrimmage was the 13.
Well, I guess I say he's not out. Bolton checks back in here, so I'm not really sure exactly what was going on down there.
Because the official point is said 2. You get 2, you're done. Trips to the bottom. Single up top. Jake steps up in the pocket. He's got a receiver in the back of the end zone. That's Cam Neighbor, and Neighbor wants a flag, and he's not going to get it. And it's going to be third down. And about 7 to go.
I think he was hoping for pass interference, but I think it came after it hit his hand. So
That was a good no call there by the officials in the back of the end zone, was it? I think he might have wanted a high hit, but he was already in the air, so you can't get him for targeting. Third down, 7 to go as they bring in motion with Cam Neighbor, and they're going to hand it off to Kyle Montag on a draw. He turns up 10, 5, down to the 2-yard line. Kyle Montag showing his burst ability, and it's going to be goal to go from the 2-yard line for the Highlanders.
Really turned the corner quick there. He thought he might just get a couple of yards and nearly spun in the end zone that time.
First down, goal to go. Handoff, Kyle. He's stretching for the pylon line. The up official, we wait for it. He's going to mark him at the 6-inch line. It'll be second down and goal to go from there as we're at 8 minutes to go and counting here in the third quarter. 28-7 Sycamore.
O'Kills, for the time being, will slow things down too, which is a little uncharacteristic, moving the ball quickly so far. Hoping for touchdown number 2 of the afternoon, of the evening here. Down by 3 scores, needing to score this drive.
Second down, goal to go, 7:52 to go and counting. Cooper Schultz moves right to left. Hand off to Montag, and he is thrown for a loss of 4. Back to the 4. And it's going to be third down and goal to go from there as they shot on a linebacker blitz.
That's
unable
Bothan
to pick it up, and that's Bothan. And that's how you get in the backfield.
It came untouched.
That's timing the snap count beautifully. And with 7:20 to go and counting, it's a big third down and goal to go. It's 4 down territory for the Highlanders. Playoff hopes on the line. 7:18 to go. Shotgun formation. Jake looks to his left. Steps up. Throws it into the end zone for Wick. And there was a collision. But the collision, and Wick wants the flag as two of Sycamore defenders hit Wick. And he's trying to plead to the near side judge. And he's not even listening to it.
Well, I think they're going to say that the contact was before the ball was released. But I'm not so sure. It seemed pretty simultaneous.
That's pass interference.
He clearly made contact in the end zone.
Sometimes it can be too obvious, Captain. Fourth down, goal to go. Ball's right hash, 4-yard line. Duels to the bottom. Single up top of Smith by himself. Neighbor to the near side with Shira. Jake rolls to his right, rolls to his right. He's got Smith, and that one was deflected, and it's going to be a turnover on downs. A huge defensive stop there by Sycamore, and they're going to take over on downs on their own 4-yard line, 7:07 to go, and that was a lost opportunity for the Highlander offense.
Really a disappointing turn of events there for the Oak Hills offense, really having a good drive, really bad stall here at the end. Sycamore coming off the huge stand here with the 3-score lead, hoping they can pad to that now, but certainly in good position now.
And as we get ready to travel to Colerain a week from now, well, Colerain is in form. Third quarter now extends the lead 31-0 over Lakota West. And a game a lot of people thought would be a lot closer is Mason now up 21-0 as they get ready for this Sycamore team next week as they come in here for senior night as Bonner breaks a couple tackles and that he's running a long way. Tramps trying to track him down across midfield, pushes him out at the 45-yard line, make it the 47-yard line. But at the end of the day, that's a 59-yard run.
Huge
49-yard run out to the 47.
Huge burst there and nearly took it the full 90 yards. He was just tram away from taking it all the way.
First and 10, 47-yard line of Oak Hills. Wide receiver on the near side, he's lined up offsides. He's trying to check off. The official on the near side never checked him off, and they're going to let it go. Boardman steps up in the pocket. He wants to throw it deep. He's got Malik. And he's wide open, and that's a touchdown. And just like that, Sycamore goes 2 plays, 96 yards, and there's a flag in the backfield, and it's coming back for a hold. A hold back at the 48 wipes out a 47-yard touchdown as Malik got behind the safeties yet once again, and it's coming back.
Borman, yeah, really a nice throw, nice touch on that ball. That's what happens when the running game has been so effectively. You can have that passing game working so greatly.
You get a clean pocket when you run the ball the way Bonner does.
But it gets erased here at the penalty.
That's a couple big costly penalties that wiped out some huge plays for Sycamore. It wiped out that long interception return down to the 3-yard line as well, and a couple other costly penalties
We'll see if it costs them 7 points here.
First down, 30, or second down, 32 to go. From the 39, first and 32, ball 39-yard line, left hash, moving left to right, pistol formation. Bonner directly behind Borman, duels to the bottom, single top, H-back. As they're going to hand it off to Bonner, he breaks the tackle of Elijah Harris. Now he's across the 50, and there's a lot of running room. He's got the first down and more, and he's about to go to the house inside the 20, 15, 10, 5, and they're going to say he's down. Nope, they're going to give it to him. Touchdown, a 61-yard touchdown run for Bonner. That's his fourth of the night, and just like that, it's now 34-7, pending the extra point.
I'm not sure Bonner got in at the end of the run. I think it was generous. However, you got to give the kid some credit for the play he made on that play there on the run, shaking off a couple defenders, including a couple shirt tackles he shook out of, and off to the races he went.
And that's where you have that goal to go on the inch and the 6-inch line. You got to punch it in instead. That's a 14-point swing. So instead of a 28-14 game, it's now 34, make it 35-7 game as that ball is deep into the Blue Ash 9. Our new score after a 61-yard run with 6:34 to go. End of third quarter is Sycamore 35, Oak Hill 7. As you're listening to Highlander Football, the ESP Media Sports Network.
Welcome to Jimmy John's. Can I take your order?
Yes, well, I'm interested in your online ordering system.
Oh, that's easy, sir. Just click order eat.
Aha, click eat order.
No, sir, that's click order eat.
Oh, yes, order click eat.
No, it's click order eat, sir.
Of course, eat order click. I've got it.
Not quite, sir.
No?
No, sir. Say it with me. Click order eat.
Click order eat.
Click order eat. That's it, you got it.
Wonderful. Click order eat. I'm sure to remember it now. Goodbye.
Wait. As long as you're here, don't you want to order a Jimmy John's sandwich?
Well, that's hardly possible, is it?
Why not?
Well, I'm here, and my computer is at home.
But
I'll be in touch. Click order eat. Click order eat.
Our new score after a 61-yard Bonner touchdown run is Sycamore 35 and Oak Hills 7. That was a big turn of events. You don't punch it in on the 6-inch line. They come back at the 14-point swing. Instead of a 28-14 game, that's now 35-7. And you got to play perfect football from here on out if you're Oak Hills. You can't give up anything. You got to start putting points on the board if you want to keep your playoff hopes alive. Time of possession, 30-15. 2-1. High end over end kick fielded by Tram out across the 15. Turns it up 17, and he's dropped there. First and 10 for Wyke in the offense. You got to score here.
You sure do. And you talk about the turn of events there. And Sycamore really making no excuses. They get the ball back at their own 10-yard line, nearly take it the distance and play one. Then you have a first and 32 situation after a touchdown taken away from you. What do? They capitalize the next play. So really making no excuses, just getting it done.
And you got a all you can back like that, that's what's going to happen. But now you almost take the running of Kyle Montag out of the game. It's going to be on the right arm of Jake if they're going to get back in this football game. 6:26 to go, right hash. Jake steps up in the pocket. He's got Montag along the far side. And that was a very good defensive play along the far side as Montag stepped up. And Kalis Hicks could have laid a huge blow to Montag's ribs. Instead, he let up and didn't put the licking on him that he could, and it would have been a legal hit. That is a great play and sportsmanship there by the Sycamore defensive back. Brings in motion, and they're going to give it to Neighbor along the near side. Tries to turn it upfield, and there's just nobody there. Nowhere to go. He's going to lose 2 yards back to the 15. It's going to be third down and 12 to go from there.
And the blocking there is just beat. Montag actually pushing Neighbor, Neighbor actually pushing Montag there, trying to get in a block.
Play clock whistled in as we're under 6 minutes to go. Play clock in under 20, 5:55 to go, 35-7 in favor of home Sycamore on their youth night. Trips top, duels to the bottom. Nobody in the backfield with Jake. Steps up in the pocket. Wants to throw deep. He's got a receiver. That is way too high. And that one was almost picked off by Brendan Archer, the senior defensive back, checking in at 5'11", a 185. And instead, it's going to be punt time for McCarthy in the offense. Colerain now 31-0. Fairfield up on Lakota East 14-13. The Middies over Hamilton 10-7. Mason all over Princeton. You talk about a Princeton team that was pretty impressive when we saw them a few weeks ago. They've kind of fallen on hard times the last few weeks.
I sure have.
They've had a bunch of glazed donuts up on the board. Fourth down and 12 to go. McCarthy, they tried to get them, couldn't get there. It's going to bounce on the 40, and it's going to bounce out of bounds at the 46-yard line, and that's where the Sycamores will take over. First and 10. Well, that somehow they're going to mark this ball at the 47. Other way, Sycamore's going to take over, and they really have a chance to start putting some nails into this game early with 5:40 to go in the third quarter.
Oak Hill's defense needing a stop more and now more than probably ever this entire game. Down by 28 here, 5:40 to go in this third quarter. Needing a turnover, obviously. The field position they have now could be huge for the offense. They can somehow spur that out. If not, just a stop here to give the offense a ball back.
First and 10, ball 47-yard line, moving left to right, near side hash. Duels top, single to the bottom, Bonner behind Borman. They hit a quick hitter over to fall, and he's going to fall forward. Shockley and company, along with Elijah Harris, wrap him up at the 43-yard line. That's a 40-yard pickup, and it'll be second down six. Clock continues to run, 5:20 to go in county. No hurry for Sycamore. 5:12 to go in counting. Clock continues to run as they finally get the play clock whistled in. Duels to the top, single to the bottom is fall. And they're going to do a quick hitter to Borman, and he's not going anywhere. Might have picked up a yard down to the 42, and that'll be a third down and about six to go from third and call it five from there. That's the results the Highlanders were looking for so far, their biggest game in about 17 years. But like Coach Prosser said at the top, the team wasn't expected to win at all this year. And they put up four wins and possibly should have six. I know they would like to have the Cub, Calf, and the Elder games back. And they already would have had their playoff spot clinched. But it's all about a process and it's all about building. And Coach Prosser put the blocks in here, and you're going to get a three-year starter next year in Jake Wyke. As Borman is going to keep it himself, he's going to be close to a first down. Oak Hill says they have the football. Tyler Parrish is pointing like they have it. They're waiting for the officials to come in. Now they're pointing, they really say they have it, and the officials say they do. Oak Hill says the football. That ball came loose on the pile. And Borman, he's not arguing the call. He's just walking to the sideline. So he lost it. Oak Hills picks it up, and it's going to be a first and 10 right there on the 37-yard line. That was a huge turnover.
We talked about them needing a turnover or some big play defensively to get the offense a chance here. And now 4:08 here in the third quarter. Decent field position for the Oak Hills offense, needing a score on this possession now.
And I'm still watching Borman. He's not arguing that call whatsoever.
Strange.
It's like he's just shaking his head like he can't believe he dropped the football. So first and 10 for Oak Hills, moving right to left, trying to get back in this football game to 38. Jake takes a shotgun snap, throws it down the middle, and that one is picked off, and it is going to the house. Josh Glenn, and that's a pick six, 40 yards. He jumped a quick hit route, and just like that, it's now 41-7 in favor of Sycamore.
It seems like just when Oak Hill is able to get a break defensively with the turnover, just give it right back. That's how it's been tonight so far. This time, even worse, 6 points the other way.
Glenn with the 40-yard INT return, Jake's second pick of the night. And they're an extra point away from being up 42-7. And what we have not seen in a long time is going to be a running clock. And this score is going to look a lot bigger and a lot bigger separation than what it actually was. Coach Prosser's on the field. He's getting an explanation from the officials. But that was a good job there by the linebacker. He read the quick slant to Cam Neighbor. He jumped the route. Jake threw a perfect pass. But when your linebacker jumps that route, he believed what he saw, jumped the route. And that's just an easy pick into the end zone. Great defensive play there by Glenn.
Prosser still having a discussion over there. Not sure what they're talking about exactly, but still on the field talking with the officials. Stalling the game for the time being before the extra point attempt here.
As Jake in this offense, Jake has thrown for over 600 yards the last two games, 682 yards the last two games. only around $1.50 right now is. On for the extra point. It's Fur, good snap. Actually, good hold, and it's good. J.D. Locke puts it through the uprights. Our new score after a 40-yard pick six. It's Sycamore 42, Oak Hill 7. As you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
It is not easy becoming a small business owner. Carly definitely needed some help along the way. Her catering business needed a street address to get started, so I set her up with a mailbox. Now anything she needs to get printed, from business cards to flyers, I'm going to be right there for her. We are readily available to be her taste testers.
From printing to packing, shipping to marketing, together, there's nothing we can't solve. Go to a UPS store today to see.
Our new score after a 40-yard pitch and catch interception is now Sycamore 42. And Oak Hill 7, you know it's cold and you go to UC when your producer calls you back in, he does the countdown and he goes 5-3-2-1. I'm going to blame it on the weather, not the University of Cincinnati.
I'd say so.
Someone's going to be taking Math 101 next semester. We kid because we care.
Hey, you know what? We've been seeing some interesting counting here with the officials the last few weeks. So, you know, maybe something in the air here. I don't know.
He went to the Ohio High School Officiating Association for math. 3:59 to go. He shakes his head. He's laughing on the outside, crying on the inside. So after the unsportsmanlike conduct penalties to Oak Hills, Sycamore is kicking the ball off from the Oak Hills 30-yard line. There was a lot of penalties after that. That is two dead ball unsportsmanlike conduct penalties against the Highlanders that we did not see as they kicked the ball through the uprights and off a truck. And Oak Hills will start first and 10.
That's something you don't see every day, that's for sure.
You never see a foot. You see it kicked off from the 30, but it's going long ways. You don't see a short field 30-yard kickoff.
It's a first for everything, I guess.
And that would explain the long conversation with head coach Kyle Prosser. And with 3:59 to go, Sycamore's really started to put the nails into the coffin on this one. And a game that feels like it was a little bit closer than what the scoreboard says it was, especially with the pick six. You got goal to go on the 6-inch yard line. You just can't punch it in. Jake steps up in the pocket, throws it across the middle. He's got Jason Smith, and he dropped it. He was looking for the hit to come from Marion Pritchett. Instead, it didn't come. He drops the ball. Clock will continue to run because of the 42-7 score. And it's second down and 10 to go. Ball's at the 20-yard line. Duels to each side. Montag split right at Jake. Shotgun formation. Wyke takes a snap. Looks to his right. Steps up in the pocket. Now he's going to run for it. Now he's directing traffic, and he's got the 25, steps out the 24 officially, and that'll be a third down and 6 to go.
Interesting with the running clock. It's just last time, literally, the snap clock not rolling. Just last time off the board is now it will stop for the time being here. I'm sorry, they blow the whistle down, the clock still runs, correct that.
Now they're taking a Sycamore defender and they're walking him to the sideline looking for the head coach.
That's some interesting occurrences tonight, that's for sure. Thought a player was ejected, he goes back out there and gets a sack the next play.
If they're making this kid go out of bounds and they made him come out of the game for one play, and you talk to the head coach and there's no flags, why is that kid coming out of the football game? And it didn't look like it was a good conversation that he was having with the head coach either. Clock whistle back in. Jake steps up in the pocket. He's got all day. He's got a receiver. That's Wick. And that ball is jarred loose. Nice big hit along the far side. That's Patrick Tumaya. And it's going to be fourth down and punt time for the Highlander offense.
Sycamore defense and the secondary coming to play tonight. Really putting a couple big hits on the on the receivers of Oak Hills tonight. Jarvin, some balls loose that would be caught normally.
2:25 to go and counting. Fourth down, 7 to go for the Highlanders. Late substitution on for Sycamore. Now two late substitutions on for Sycamore as McCarthy puts his right foot into this one, and that's off the right side of his foot. That's not a very, very good punt. And let's see what they officially mark it at. And they're a fit. He's still walking. 37-yard line is going to start off. First down and 10 to go as Lakota East is trying to make a game out of it. Now 21-13 Fairfield. Still all Coleraine, 31-0. Mason up on Princeton, 21-0. And we'll call him Hamilton since we're on the radio, up 14-10 over at Middletown, late third quarter. Will be nice. Ball left hash, 37-yard line. Hamilton, 11th in the state, 10th in the city. On the edge of the playoff line, Oak Hills, 13th in the state, 11th in the playoff rankings, 11th in the city. As a quick draw play, as now Malik's at quarterback. As our new running back is Brian Donahue, the young sophomore, 5'6", 145, as we're under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Giving Bonner a break here, trying to keep him healthy for next week. Hey, and
that's a good back to have when you're getting ready to go into playoffs. We're projected to be an 8 seed on the Aviators. Malik takes a snap, hands it off to Daugherty. And there's a late flag. Wrapped up by Jonathan Finn at the 31. Holding on the offense. That's going to bring it back 10 more. Clock continues to run. 1:20 to go, third quarter.
Does back him up there. Kind of thought they might tell like not to take their penalty there, given the fact they need the ball back. But they'll take it here. Reset it first and long.
That'll push it back to the 42-yard line as we're under 1 minute to go. And that'll set up a second down and about 16. Make a second down and 15 back at the 42. Of course, now Malik at quarterback. Jonathan Malik, number one, the 5'8", 165-pound junior wide receiver slash quarterback. Donahue splits to his right. Takes the shotgun snap, hands it off to him. And Donahue's going to get about 4 yards down to the 38. And that'll be third down and 12 to go from there. And what should be the final play of this third quarter.
That 4 yard run, now 373 yards on the ground tonight here for Sycamore. Big telling stat.
And that'll do it for the end of the third quarter. Our score at the end of three, it's all Sycamore. It's the Aviators 42, the Highlander 7, as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
What do we mean by Cincinnati Smart? It's the power of firsthand experience. It's learning with the best minds and in the best organizations. Cincinnati Smart is impressing your professor and your boss in the same week. It's smart on a whole different level. Cincinnati Smart, it's who you become, it's your competitive edge, and you can only get it at the University of Cincinnati.
Alongside Zach Waddell and Kyle Howard, I'm Rob Roberts. As we get ready to start the fourth quarter, Sycamore up 42-7 as they move right to left. Third down, 12 to go, ball near hash. Malik takes a shotgun snap, hands it off to Donnie, and he's not going anywhere. Trujillo and Matt James wrap him up for a loss back to the 40-yard line, and it's going to be fourth down and 13 to go from there.
So Kills will get the ball back here. Going to need to score quick. Obviously down by 35 here in the fourth quarter, just trying to give themselves a chance here to come back here. Need a score. It's pretty much on the first couple plays of the drive, though. With a running clock especially.
Interesting to see how much more we see Jake, as we got a chance to see Ethan Myers a couple weeks ago and see if they want to get some of these guys some snaps before their JV game in the morning, as they'd still be eligible as you're not allowed to play more than six quarters of football in a week. Borman on to punt. That's dangerous sending your starting quarterback out there to punt, as that one was tipped. And it's going to bounce inside the 20, inside the 15, and it's going to roll out of bounds at the 13-yard line. And that's where the offense will start. And it looks like we might have a change at quarterback, as Ethan Myers is now here comes Jake. As Jake's over there now, they're going to keep the first team offense back in. Jason Smith and company check in. And they'll start off first and 10, 10:52 to go and counting here in the fourth quarter.
Panthers maybe just trying to get themselves back in shape for next week against Coleraine. A big physical battle coming next week. They know it. So trying to get their plays right for next week.
You think Sycamore likes to run the football? Wait till you see what Coleraine wants to do. As Kyle Montag makes the first man miss, gets along the far side, he's going to be close to a first down. He's going to have a first down out to 25. Coleraine, a team that does not like to throw it. They don't complete a lot of passes, but they run the ball between the tackles very well. They want to be physical at the point of attack. First down, 10 to go, ball 24-yard line. Jake takes the shotgun snap, steps up in the pocket. He's got Cam Neighbor at the 30, turns it upfield. He's got the first down and more out across the 35 to around the 40-yard line, and that's what they're going to mark him out at, a pickup of 16 yards, and another Highlander first down. Steps up in the pocket. Jake out across the 45. Slips a couple tackles. First down and more. And the Sycamore territory. Now he breaks off a couple tackles. Inside the 40. Down to the 38-yard line. Great run there by Jake Wyke.
Huge run down the sideline by Wyke there. Really giving Oak Hill some good field position here. Now into the Sycamore defense, Sycamore territory here into the 40-yard line. Inside the 40 now.
Trips to the bottom, single up top, moving left to right, far hash. Jake takes a shotgun snap, steps up in the pocket. He lets it loose. He's got a receiver, Cam Neighbor, and that one, he was horse-collared at the 10-yard line. They don't throw anything, and there's a late flag. You have to throw the flag at it, and Prosser down the 25-yard line, and you have to be upset. The jersey literally got pulled off his back from behind the shoulder pad. That's a penalty.
Yeah, I thought they were going to let it go for a second there. I was saying, what in the world's going on here? But
clock is now under 9 minutes to go and counting, and that's going to be a personal foul. Horse collar, half the distance to the goal, and that'll be a first down to go. So they moved the ball from the 9 down to the 5. And a fresh set of downs. Second time they've been inside the red zone. Other time, this is when the game really changed hands. Instead of a 28-14, it turned into a 35-7, and now we're where we're at. Handoff Kyle Montag goes straight up the gut. He's going to go down to the 3-yard line. Second down goal to go from there.
Oak Hills, if nothing else, needs to cash this one in for some confidence for next week. You certainly don't want to go down to the goal line inside the 5 twice and not get any points.
Wick checks out of the lineup. Cooper Scholes checks in. He's the H-back. Duels top, single to the bottom. Ball's on left hash. And they're going to hand off Kyle Montag. And he's into the end zone. Standing up. Touchdown, Highlanders. And with 8:03 to go, it's now 42-13 in favor of Sycamore.
Good to see Montag able to get into the action here, get into the end zone. Obviously disappointing. The last possession, they had the ball inside the 5. They unable to score. Not going to be similar in this drive, they say. Get a 4-yard touchdown run here.
Stop it. On for the extra point. Good snap, good hold, good kick, and our new score after a 4-yard touchdown run by Kyle Montag, his 12th of the season. It's now Sycamore 42, Oak Hills 14, as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
Jimmy John's Freaky Fast, Freaky Good.
I thought I was calling Jimmy John's.
This is Jimmy John, sir.
Well, I guess you'll have to do.
How can I help you, sir?
I want to order online, but my grandson says I need an app.
Well, you don't need an app, but it's very helpful.
I don't get it.
Get what, sir?
What does having a nap got to do with ordering a sandwich?
It's simple, sir. With an app, you just click order and eat.
Well, I don't see how you can do all that when you're asleep.
Oh, that's true, sir. You need to be fully awake.
Dadgummit, how can I be awake when I'm having a nap?
Oh, I get it. You mean a nap.
Of course I mean a nap.
See, I wasn't talking about a nap, sir. I was talking about an app.
Did my grandson put you up to this?
No, I haven't. Ooh, that went well.
Our new score after a four-yard Kyle Montag run, his 12th of the season. It's now Sycamore 42, Oak Hills 14, 8:03 to go in the fourth quarter from Blue Ash. Dobbins toes it up on the 40 right in front of us, kicking left to right from our vantage point on top of Sycamore Stadium. Short kick to the up back. Kalios Hicks, and he's going to take it to the 30-yard line, and that's where Malik will bring his troops out. First and 10, 7:56 to go, fourth quarter, 42-14, Sycamore.
Mentioned earlier with the running clock now, now being a 42-14 score within 30, now within 28 points, the clock will no longer run for this one.
Colerain now officially 9-0, 31-0 heading in to next week for that showdown. That should be that's a highly visible game for the Highlanders, as Colerain, top ranked in the country, number one in the state, looking to put a finishing touch on a regular season. And you got to believe the favorite to win state this year, as they do a quick handoff as we have another new tailback in out across the 36. As he's able to get it out to Jordan McConnell, the freshman tailback. Give him 6 yards to the 36, and McConnell's going to stay in. Second down to go. Malik remains at quarterback. He's got McConnell directly behind him. Hands on his knees in a pistol formation. Takes the snap. That's who he's going to hand it off to. McConnell, and he's dropped. At the 35-yard line, no gain. Elijah Harris able to hit him. And it's going to be third down and five to go. 7:05 to go and counting. Hamilton now extends the lead with another field goal late fourth quarter. 20-14. Fairfield up on top of Lakota East, 28-13, as that game is about to go final. Third down to go. Mason putting the finishing touches on their 21-0 win, as there's playoff bound, ranked number 5 in the state currently. All the Comets hand off to McConnell on the far side, and he has stood up right there. And that's going to be punt time. Good pursuit on the edge by Toby Dreyer, the 6'2 senior. And it's going to be punt time for the Aviators as Borman comes on the punt. And I'm all about getting your punt to work, but when your punter is your starting quarterback, I'm not all about that life as a 42-14 lead with 6:12 to go in counting.
Dangerous territory ever to have him out there.
As a mist starts to fall. That was weird.
Sky has been kind of weird tonight, obviously dark now, but earlier in the night it was very interesting looking with some gray clouds out there, so maybe those were rain clouds, I don't know.
We have an official timeout on the field. Wait to see what this is about. Now they break the far sideline huddle up. Now they're going to break the near sideline huddle. Borman standing back at his own 21 to punt. Now moves up to the 24. He takes a snap. Coming off the edge with Schneider, was unable to get to him, and it's going to take a Sycamore bounce inside the 30. It's going to be around the 27-yard line. See where they officially put the ball with 6:05 to go. And they're going to put the ball at the 26-yard line. First and 10 is Jake Wyke with just 141 yards passing, two interceptions. They rushed for a buck 32, but the penalties, 9 for Sycamore, 7 for the Highlanders. But it's not that the penalties, it's the time that they receive said penalties. As right back comes Oak Hills, Jake drops back in the pocket, and he's got a receiver down the middle. It's Jason Smith, and once again, throws it about 3 yards behind, and Jake's just not his normal pinpoint self tonight.
Certainly not. Definitely not. His throws aren't on. Other than the 61-yard bomb he had, really, most of his throws just not on point tonight for him.
It's almost like when they went heavy Kyle early, he just wasn't able to get it into that rhythm that we're used to seeing. As they bring in motion, they're going to hand it off to Montag out across the 30, 35, 40, 45, out across the 50, down to the 45, cuts it back inside to the 35, down to the 30-yard line. Great run there by Kyle Montag. 52 yards down to the 30.
Really a play that was slow to develop, too. It didn't look like it hasn't had much on it, maybe a couple yards, and all of a sudden he's down to the 30-yard line.
Actually, 42 yards. For Kyle Montag, first and 10, clock at 5:49. Now it starts back up. Shotgun snap, hands it off to Kyle Montag, straight up the gut once again. He's going to get about 3 yards down to the 27, and it'll be a second down and 7 to go from there. Second down, 7. Play clock gets whistled in. The game clock at 5:20 to go in counting. Duels to each side. Montag split left of Jake Wyke in a shotgun formation. Split to his left. Takes that snap. Looks to his left. Steps up in the pocket. Now he's being flushed around. Looking for receivers directing traffic, and he's going to fall down. Back at the 35-yard line. And that's going to be a loss of 8 yards. And it's going to be third down, 15 to go from there.
Really had to take the sack there. If you'd have stayed up and tried to avoid that, he'd have hit pretty hard there in the backfield. So smart decision just to fall down there. Don't want to waste the rest of the season on one play.
Third down, 15 to go. Jake takes a shotgun snap, steps up in the pocket, looking for a receiver. Now he's trying to avoid the rush. He's going to run it. He hit the circle button twice. Now he's inside the 30, down to the 27. Now a rugby pile breaks out, and he falls forward down to the 21-yard line. And it's going to be a fourth down and 1 to go from there. Looked like Jake was stopped at the 30. Now we have late flags. A little extracurricular activity with 4:22 to go.
It looked like Sam Pepler shaking his head and turning around, so it looks like that one may have been
dead
him.
Ball, personal foul in the Highlanders. Of course, Pepler, a guy that caught his first pass a couple weeks ago. He had more receptions than Cam Neighbor.
Pretty good night for him.
Don't tell me he didn't let him hear the end of that.
Big number 78 getting some receiving action that night.
So instead of fourth and 1, it's now going to be fourth down and 16. Keep the offense out of the field. Eighth penalty of night, but 105 penalty yards against the Highlanders. And
it's a football field, really.
That's not a stat you want to talk to a head football coach about. And that involves a lot of running with a lot of stadiums and a lot of stairs.
And weather not very permitting right now for that either.
You can handle physical penalties, but you can't handle the mental penalties, especially after the whistle penalties. And pretty sure coach is going to address that throughout the week. Duels to each side, but instead we have a timeout Highlanders. The timeout comes with 3:56 to go as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
You're listening to Guy Talk live from the Sport Clips Haircuts locker room. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, boxers or briefs?
Speaking briefly, boxers. Unless you're a boxer, then I go briefs. Next caller.
I want to find my nearest Sport Clips, but I don't want to ask for directions.
Use sportclips.com. It's actually Guy approved. At Sport Clips, you'll get an awesome MVP haircut experience while watching sports on TV. Your head will glow like a freshly mowed Major League outfield. This has been Guy Talk, brought to you by Sport Clips, where it's good to be a guy.
3:56 to go from Sycamore. The Aviators enjoy a 42-14 lead over the Highlanders as they look to put the finishing touches on the playoff berth clinched. After the timeout, fourth down, 16 to go for the Highlanders, and we do now have a new quarterback. Out goes Jake, in comes Ethan Myers, and Ethan on the year, 2 of 2 for 30 yards, along of 19. As he's in the shotgun, he takes the snap, looks to his right, steps up in the pocket, and he goes deep. He's got a receiver, and now it's a fight with the DB. And simultaneous catch goes to the wide receiver. A great individual effort by Jacob Burkemeyer, the 6'2", 175-pound sophomore. He caught the ball at his highest point, fought off the defender, and they got a first and goal to go at the 8-yard line. Great play there by the wide receiver.
And what a play by Berkemeyer. Had to go up and get that ball, throw a little bit underthrown, had to come back and get it and fight the coverage. Somehow able to fight that off and make the catch.
Clarence,
fourth down.
Clarence Walker, now the tailback, 26. He split left of Meyer, dual to each side.
That's how you earn playing time right there, making catches like that.
Now we have whistles, and we got timeout Sycamore. That timeout comes with 3:27 to go as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
What is Coca-Cola? Is it an excuse to get together? Since 1886, Coca-Cola has been passing on smiles from generation to generation. We've been giving kids scholarships, like the early birds and the all-nighters. And you get to enjoy what matters most. Coca-Cola. Drink up.
And welcome back to Sycamore as the Aviators on top of the Highlanders, 42-14, 3:27 to go. Alongside Kyle Howard and Zach Waddell, I am Rob Roberts. First down, goal to go for the Highlanders. Ethan Meyer, how about this, 3-for-3 on the season.
Now a big time, 4th and 15, how about that to start the drive there?
4th and 15, throws a 30-yard completion. Shotgun formation, Walker to his left of Myers. Looks to his left, he's got a receiver into the end zone. Touchdown, Highlanders, on a beautiful pitch and catch to Grant Rembold. His first touchdown pass as a varsity senior player. And Myers with 3:23 to go is now a 42-20 game.
Rembold getting in the action for his first score this season also. So got to be happy for both those guys here in this game tonight.
Dobbitt's on for the extra point. It's a low line drive kick, and it's no good. Our new score. After an 8-yard pitch and catch, Myers to Rembold. It's now 42-20 in favor of Sycamore. As you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast head speaking. I'm on my way.
Backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lamp this far.
Oh, I guess she's been working out.
Our new score after Ethan Meyer's first varsity touchdown pass to Rembold, his first varsity receiving touchdown. 3:23 to go. It's now 42-20. In favor of Sycamore, and Ethan Meyer starts out the season 4-4. Nice, beautiful touchdown pass there on a quick slant. Nice position, though, by Rembold, able to haul it in.
Hey, bragging rights for the rest of your life. 4-4 with a touchdown, your senior season coming as a backup quarterback. You can't really have no complaints there coming in.
Well, you watch him in pregame. He's got a big arm, but anytime you got a quarterback like Jake Wyke on your roster, it's – playing time is going to be few and far between, but he's taken advantage of it the last couple times he's played. And with 3:23 to go, and now we got a final from Fairfield. How about the Indians? 28-13 over Lakota East. And we're deep in the fourth quarter. Hamilton 14-10. And their game, and Mason final touches now. It's now 28-0. That ball game is over. And ball's kicked to the up back, able to field it there at the 25-yard line. Doesn't go anywhere, does Kelly. And now Malik and the offense are going to come right back out. Up 42-20, 3:16 to go in this football game.
See some fight coming out of Oak Hills here at the end. One down 42-7. You see two unanswered scores so far, so you got to be happy with this. Oak Hills not giving up here by falling down by so much.
It's all fun and games, so the breeze blows on top of a press box on a cold October fall evening.
Well, that's never fun, though.
As now we have another new quarterback, now in a quarterback, Wes Lindorf, the sophomore. As he takes a shotgun snap and it goes over his head. It bounces inside to 5. and he hops on it at the 3-yard line. Very fortunate because there were 3 Highlanders getting ready to jump on it back officially now at the 4-yard line. That would have been a huge turn of events. They would have hopped on that ball in the end zone.
Nearly 3 unanswered scores there, but now still backed up at their 4-yard line. I think that's even a generous spot. It was closer to the goal line, I thought.
Second down, 30 to go. Play clock at 17. Game clock at 2:45. Sycamore 42-20 on top of Oak Hills late in the fourth quarter. Westlendorf standing inside his own goal line. He takes that shotgun snap. He bobbled it, and he's able to get the ball handed off. Good tackle there by Harris as Robert Pruny, the junior, able to get it out to the 9-yard line, and it'll be third down and 25 to go from there. That's never good when you show the temperature on the scoreboard and there's no number. Oak Hills 177 through the air, 171 on the ground, but that 7 penalties for 90 yards and a couple turnovers is really the difference in this football game. Third down, 25 to go, ball 10-yard line. Westlendorf, and that ball goes over his head, and it's into the end zone. Oak Hills trying to hop on it, and it's going to be a safety. Make it 42-22 with 1:44 to go in this football game.
That's something that Sycamore's going to want to shorthand up. But obviously, the second team out there right now, but 2 bad snaps really surmounting that safety there. One before that backed him up, and then this one here giving 2 more points.
On 44 to go, 42-22 in favor of Sycamore. But hey, give the players. They're giving the JV players, the backup players, a chance to play, and they're taking full advantage of it. 1:44 to go. They've been able to put a few things together, able to cut that lead down to 20.
Really chipping away at that deficit, and obviously not going to be enough time to come back all the way, but playing for some confidence next week against number 1 Coleraine on the road. Obviously not going to be easy next week, so and you get some momentum going toward next week. Anything helps.
Never easy when you go up against the Cardinal. The
Coleraine for a reason.
1 conference loss since 1998. That came at Middletown back in 06, or back in 08. A 42-39 loss in overtime. Think about that. 1 loss since 1998 in conference play.
I'd say that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not too shabby. That's average. But you also have to like the direction that Coach Prosser has with Oak Hills. And he's going to have a 3-year starter next year with Jake Wyke. Pop most likely the best quarterback in the city next year. Fielded off a bounce by Robbie Record out across the 40-yard line after the free kick from the 20. And they're going to see Record got to the 41. 1:37 to go, 42-22 in favor of Sycamore. As they're trying to put the final touches on their playoff berth, as most likely the 8 seed. 41-yard line, far hash for Ethan Myers in the offense. 4 for 4 on the season with a touchdown pass. This game, 2 for 2 with a strike.
Good night for him, see if he continues the perfect streak.
1:37 to go and counting. Play clock whistled in. We're at 15 to go and counting. Game clock remains 1:37. Far hash. Walker to the left of Myers. Trips to the bottom. Single to the top. Myers takes that snap. Hands it off to Walker. Out across the 43-yard line. Give him 2 yards. Under 90 seconds to go. Second down, 8 to go. Myers still in that shotgun, duels to each side, takes a step, steps up in the pocket. He's got a receiver deep, and he throws it out of bounds, trying to hook up along the far side for Record. Instead, throws it away, and it stops the clock with 1:11 to go, third down to go, and it's now a final for Mason, 28-7 over Princeton. I guess at least they were able to score this week.
It's been a tough go of it since they played Oak Hills a few weeks back.
That's a game Coach Prosper would like to have back.
Absolutely.
Princeton came ready to play that night. A week after getting slapped around by Cole Rain, duels to each side. Ethan Meyer steps up in the pocket. Good blitz pick up there by Walker. Look at that throw. But unfortunately, it's going to be picked off by Jacob Fritz. Down along the near sideline. Steps out of bounds at the 40-yard line. And that's a flag on Bronner. And he's got to be careful. He could miss the next game. Doesn't even have his helmet on. Has no reason to be in the play. He took a shot at a no-kills player for no reason. He got caught on it. And you could get disqualified from your next football game on senior night. You might not even get to play now. Wow.
Somehow marked against Oak Hills. I don't understand. I don't understand.
There's no way.
I don't understand.
I mean, that is literally 15 yards in front of us. Instead, they're going to throw the penalty on Oak Hills. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, they're going to take a knee and the game's going to be over. But you can't take a shot like that. But 59 seconds to go. They're two knees away from ending this football game. A late substitution coming on for Sycamore. Well, that's a whole lot of beef. Brandon Bond comes out 6 foot 270. There's no way he's 270. A couple biscuits of three. Walmendorf takes the snap, goes to a knee. Clock continues to run now. It's running aside 50 seconds. And they're going to let the clock run out on this one as each team goes to the sideline, lines up to the 50. And it's going to be a 42-22 win for Sycamore as they clinch a playoff berth here in the 2016 football playoffs. And Oak Hills falls to 4-5, 3-3 in the GMC as they have a showdown coming up next week at Cole Rain. But really the game turned on one play. Second and goal on the 6-inch line. You don't capitalize. All of a sudden it's 35-7, so 28-14. That was the football game right there.
Yeah, absolutely was. It just really turned the shift in the momentum, really. Obviously, 21-7 going to the break for Sycamore, but by all means, the game not over at that point. It really turned, as you mentioned, at the 6-inch yard line when Oak Hills had a chance to go in and make it a one-score game again at the time, and things just turned the other way.
But you had to like to fight with the highlights, even though they fell behind 42-7. They were able to get some things going. Balanced offense, 177 in the air, 173 on the ground. But once again, the defense gives up 350 yards rushing, 8.5 yards a pop. Hard to win a lot of football games giving up 350 on the ground, especially on almost 9 yards a carry.
Obviously, you got to win the battle up front. They did not do that tonight, did not do that against Lakota West a few weeks ago. And that's really been a key to a lot of their losses this year, is not being able to control the run game so far this year, and something they're going to have to work on next week. Obviously, it's a Cole Rain team that runs the ball very, very well.
And they love to do it, and they love to do it a lot, but it's going to be fun as we have one more, and you never know, shock the world, because it's definitely going to be everybody versus Oak Hills a week from now at Cole Rain Cardinal Stadium. As we're going to wrap things up here. Once again, our final score in the game, but took 2 hours and 31 minutes. That saw Oak Hills fall to Sycamore, 42-22 for Zach Waddell, Kyle Howard, Rob Ebel, and everybody else. For Coach Kyle Prosser and the administration at Oak Hills, my name is Rob Roberts. Once again, our final score from Sycamore. It was the Aviators 42, the Highlanders 22. Make sure you join us next week from Cole Rain as Oak Hills looks to shock the world against the Cardinals. Until next week, good night, everybody. Get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. Nope, y'all can't copy.